Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Gonna have some fun tonight. I'm reloaded. K1's internet radio, you dig? Hold on, let me get my background music set up. Hold on, let me bring my speaker down here to make everything sure. Make sure everything's copacetic for tonight. Okay. Welcome to the show, everybody. Cue the music. Uh-oh. I'm going to go back to the top of the music cue because we're going to have a long show tonight. All right, here we go. Hey, K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Welcome, everybody, on the phone, in the web, in the podcast. If you're listening to it after the fact, thanks for tuning in. All right. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. Episode 150. Hold on. Uh-huh. You know that sound. You know what it is. For those of you who may not know that sound, let me tell you what the hell that is. This sound right here. That's the whip sound. You know when you tie somebody up and you just whip their ass? It's also the sound for the freak-o-meter. Uh-huh. We're going to have some fun tonight. This is always one of my favorite shows to do. This is my third installment of the freak-o-meter, okay? My third time doing this particular show. And it gets better every time because more people know about the show now. More people are going to be calling in to give their opinion. We've got some people that told me they're going to call in and try to get their score up. Get your score up, which means you must have, in fact, done some more freaky shit since the Freak-O-Meter Part 2, okay? And that's the only way your score is getting up. In fact, I want everybody who called in for Freak-O-Meter 1 and 2 to call back in, because I'm not grading on the curve this time, people, okay? You people are not, no longer, you people are just gonna, you're gonna get, you know, automatically 2 lashes, you feel what I'm saying? Just because you suck a dick or you eat pussy. No. That's not how it's working this time. This time, if you actually get 10 lashes, if you actually get 10 lashes on the freak-o-meter tonight, you are stone cold, unequivocally, completely ham freak. I'm not giving anybody free lashes tonight, okay? You're going to earn these lashes tonight, K100. The only way you're going to get them. You got to earn them. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Welcome, everybody, that's listening to me on the phone lines. Welcome, everybody, that's listening to me at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Want to remind everybody before we start the show, we're on Facebook. Look us up, K100. We're on MySpace, myspace.com, K100 Radio. We're on iTunes in the podcast section up under the iTunes store, all right? Check us out. If you can't catch the show, when we air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. That's 7 to 9, Bay County time, and out there in Central time, you feel me, in Houston. On the West Coast, that's 5 to 7, all right? So check us out, all right? If you can't catch us during the live hours, this show, shows like this one right here, man, they just as funny. They just as good just to listen to them, even if you didn't get a chance to call in, all right? So do that. Also, for the artists that want to get your music on the show, once again, the email to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. k100radio@gmail.com. And it also can give us feedback about the show, about anything that you feel you want to talk about on the show. If you got any ideas about any subject matter, any correspondence, that's also the email that you holler at me on the show. So check us out on MySpace, Facebook, and hit us up on iTunes. Follow me personally at Blizzard. I'm going to do a K100 Twitter page too. But right now, just follow me at Blizzum. You know what I'm saying? You can get all the updates for the show. BLIZM. Google me. All right? Let's go ahead and get into it. Let's go ahead and have some fun. Episode 150. Yeah, baby. The Freakometer. You're going to earn these lashes today, people. I'm telling you. Let me go ahead and read to you how this works. So it's been quite a few shows since my last installment of K100's own original sex barometer, the Freakometer. All right? It made its debut in episode 20-something, and then I did part two in episode 69, but of course. And now we're at episode 150. I'm doing part three. Since then, I've gained a couple of more listeners, and, you know, the show is growing. More people have known about the show since then, so I should have some new people and some of you repeat people who need to get rescored on the new scale, which is a lot tougher than the first scale, all right? I'm breaking out the scale of freakiness for another wild night of sex talk on K100. Yes, I know you've been waiting to earn more lashes, or maybe you missed the first two shows, so any event is back. So the way this works is pretty simple, you dig. You call in, you dial 347-934-0966. I ask you a series of questions, and depending on your answers and what level of freakiness you on, you will in fact earn a lash. I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say it's going to be hard as fuck for somebody to get 10 lashes on this show tonight. If you get 10 lashes, you should be in porn. If you can get to 10 lashes tonight, you should be in porn. It's that simple. All right? The more lashes you get, then the freakier you are. And the higher your score is. It's not brain surgery, people. It's really not. Either you're a freak or you're not. Either you are a freak or you only think that you're one. And I'm going to expose you fake-ass freaks, all right? Maybe even worse, you just all-out sucking bed. Be that as it may, these lashes are very hard to earn, and they don't come easy. I'm making it tougher to get a lashes go around, like I said, so you're all going to have to be about it in order to get them. You know what I'm saying? Just getting it in a lot don't make you a freak. Just because you like to fuck a lot don't make you a freak. That makes you a nympho, not a freak. Alright? So, if you've already called in and been on a Freaking Meter show before, call back in, 347-934-0966. Your score might have actually dropped. So, how freaky do you think you are? Can you get 10 lashes on the Freaking Meter? That's a high score. But you have to be really about it in the bedroom to get it. Or in the car, or in the movie, or in the public restroom. It's the only way you're going to get 10 tonight, baby. Alright? You're going to have to be done videotape yourself. You're going to have some group sex. All kinds of shit. Or you ain't going to make it to 10. All that I ask is that you keep it 100. Don't say some shit that you have done. You know what I'm saying? Don't say some shit that you haven't done and that you only fantasized about. And also, don't deny something that you know you have done. Don't deny some shit you know you did it, all right? If you're a freak, you're a freak. Be proud of your freakiness. Wear it with pride. You know the drill. Let's get it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. First up, we had 361 on the fucking phone lines, and they was waiting before I even got them logged on, so I got to go to them first. Jana, what's happening?
Hey, Blizzum, what's up?
Well, I see you bright and early and bushy-tailed and ready for episode 150, the Freakometer. Do you have something to prove to the people, Jana, or something? Why are you so amped up about this episode? What's going down?
I'm going to get my freak on later, so I want to hurry up and call in. So.
Well, maybe you're just going to have sex later. I mean, getting your freak on means you got to be a freak. And that's not proven yet. You have not earned 10 lashes on the Freakometer. We don't know if you're really a freak, Jana. You might
right.
like to fuck a lot. Once again, ladies and gentlemen,
Lord.
Just because you like to fuck a lot does not make you a freak. At least not on K100.
It does not. I agree. It doesn't.
All right? You just like to get your groove on. You like sex. You feel what I'm saying? All right?
Okay. All right.
So we're
going
to go ahead and get into a series of questions. And I got multiple questions. There's a lot of different ways you can get to 10. Everybody may not have the same combination to get to 10 lashes. You feel what I'm saying? But still, getting to 10 lashes is going to be tough. Because I think last go-round, just off the jump, I gave you like two lashes. if you suck dick and eat pussy. No. No. I'm not grading you motherfuckers on the curve tonight. If you're a grown-ass motherfucking woman, which 90% of my audience is, and the other 10%, they lied, and I didn't know, officer. But the point is, people, you're a grown-ass motherfucking person. I'm not giving you lashes because you suck dick or eat pussy. You grown. You supposed to suck dick and eat pussy. If you don't,
kill your motherfucking self.
And do it ASAPleton, like P. Reg was saying. Okay? So I'm not grading on the curve tonight. Nobody's getting free lashes. You're going to earn every fucking one of them. And they're going to be hard to come by, baby. Very hard to get a 10 tonight on the freaking meter. Okay, Jana.
Oh,
are you ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three. Woo! Let's get it. Time for the freaking meter, baby. That's my new sound for, hold on. I'm going to turn it up a little bit. That wasn't loud enough. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Let me do it again. Yeah. I'm going to have some fun. Okay, John, the first question, and we're going to start off, and they're going to get more difficult as we go up. Do you visit sex shops frequently, and do you buy toys and use them a lot?
Ooh, I would say frequently, yeah. And yes, I use them a lot.
You do.
Like,
on yourself?
Oh,
do you use them on yourself?
Yeah, myself.
What do you do? What toy do you have right now that you use the most? What kind of toys do you have? You got more than one toy or one toy?
I have a few, but a couple of them broke. But my one that I like the most right now is the rabbit.
The rabbit? What does the rabbit do? What do you have to actually do with the rabbit?
Oh, it kind of.
Somebody
moves.
Might not know on the show. We got 20 people in the line. They may not know what a rabbit is. What's a rabbit, Jenna? What do you do with this toy?
You put it in your pussy, and you. Oh God, it swirls around, and it's good. It's one I have the shit.
For real? How often do you use it, Jenna? I might give you a lash. How often do you use it?
I would say. At least 7 to 8 times a week.
7 to 8 times a week. Have you ever, this is the deciding factor, have you ever used it with someone else in the room?
Oh, fuck yes. That's the best time.
All right, you got one. There you go, Jenna. You got one lash, all right? That's where we're at. Right. Jenna has one. Okay, I'm writing this down, everybody. I'm keeping track, all right? Jenna's got a lash. All right, Jenna, second question. Listen to the question, everybody. Do you love to give oral sex? I'm not asking you, do you suck dick because you feel like it's the womanly thing you got to do so your man don't cheat. No, 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 no. Do you literally love to suck dick? Does it make your pussy wet when you suck dick?
Oh, I fucking
sucking dick.
Love to.
You love to suck dick, really? Your pussy gets wet while you're sucking the dick, so as soon as he gets you sucking the dick, he can just put it in because your pussy already wet from sucking dick.
What you talking about? I already done came. So,
oh,
yes.
Okay. You done came. If you come from sucking dick, you automatically going to get this goddamn lash. That's two, Jenna. You're doing pretty good. Third question. have you ever videotaped yourself fucking and watched it back?
Does a camera phone count?
Yes, it does count. I count camera phones.
Okay.
You don't have to have a video, a professional great video. Have you filmed yourself sucking a dick, fucking, and then watched it back and like got off on it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's three. Hey, white girl doing pretty good, lady. Y'all better be ready for warfare around this motherfucker. I don't know. All right, have you ever had sex in a public place, Jenna? Have you ever had sex out in the open where someone can absolutely just can see you? Like, I'm not talking about you did it in the car, but y'all were parked off behind a building somewhere.
Like a stranger's backyard.
In the back of the movie theater. You ever gave some head in the back of the movie theater?
Back of the movie theater. Or back of a stranger's truck, and they fucking tell you to get out of their truck. Yeah.
Damn it, man. I don't know. She's halfway home, ladies. She's halfway home. It's going to get tougher. Jenna, Do you take it up the ass?
Oh, man.
Do you take it up the ass, Jenna? It's a simple question. Do you like getting fucked up the ass?
I'm not going to say I don't, but...
What are you saying? It's a yes or no question. Do you take it up the ass? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Do you like it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's five. Some of you people are not going to make it. Some of you people are not going to make it. 10 questions. If you can get to a 10, you are all-out fucking freak on K100. Jelly is at 5.
I doubt I can be a 10. Okay.
Woo! Have you ever had group sex? Group sex meaning a menage, a threesome, or you know what I'm saying, like a menage a trois, a threesome, you feel me? It could be an orgy or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But group sex, have you ever engaged in group sex where you're fucking more than one person in the room? Not just, you know, you're fucking, I actually jumped over a question, I'm going to come back. Matter of fact, before I skip that question, let me ask you this. Have you ever had sex in the room while somebody's watching? That comes before that one.
Well, yeah, we've been in like the same room and like they're getting fucked and I'm fucking over here, so yeah.
But everybody can see each other. Like all you gotta do is turn your
head. You can just look up and there you are.
So you're like sucking somebody's dick in the same room and all somebody had to do is basically look over there and they can see you sucking the dick right there on scene, right?
I'm just saying that's what happened to me.
Okay, I'm making sure because I got to make sure. I'm tight and specific about these lashes tonight. Nobody's getting anything free. That's 6. You're at 6, Jenna. 4 more to go, baby. Will you make it? Will she make it to K100? And now we're back. Group sex. Have you ever had group sex?
I haven't. I haven't engaged that.
You never had group sex?
No, I haven't.
Nothing like that right there?
No, not threesome, no.
And it's going to be hard, because ladies got the one up on us guys. They got the one question that I can ask them that you should definitely not be able to answer yourself, which is, have you had any girl on girl? I'm not even going to ask the fellas that, because if you have, fellas, I don't even want to know. But have you ever had any girl on girl?
No, I haven't.
Never had a girl on girl, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Never had a girl go down on you or anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
Nothing like that. None of that. Okay. Well, still stuck at 6, Jenna. I don't know if you're going to make it. I don't know if you're going to make it, Jenna. I got 2 more questions, though. You might be able to make it. Actually, I kind of jumped and went to the kind of harder questions. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? The next question is, I'm going to switch it around for the next caller, but I did kind of jump and I started asking you like the harder questions. You feel what I'm saying? But this is kind of an easy one. You might get an extra lash real quick for this one. With your toys, have you ever let your guy use your toy on you, you know what I'm saying, to like, put a dildo up your ass or, you know what I'm saying, or you don't feel me, play with your dildos or whatever with you? While you had the toys, not just by yourself and not watch it, but he's played with the toys with you?
Like as I'm giving him head, he's, like, pounding it from the back using my toy, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if I really want to give that a separate.
You don't have to.
Yeah, because I think that's just part of playing with the toys. If you're going to play with the toys. Matter of fact, when I ask you the toy question, you're only going to get the lash for the toy question if you actually let somebody else use the toy with you, okay? If somebody else has used the toy with you, then I'm going to give you the lash. I'm not giving you the lash just because you played with your fucking own dildo and you masturbated. You feel what I'm saying? All right? So, next question is really hard, and this is going to be the question that stops people from getting to the actual 10 on the freaking meter, okay? Have you ever did anything like pissed on somebody or let somebody piss on you or anything like that?
No.
All right, I'm just saying because you got somebody that's gonna say yeah tonight. You know what I'm saying? And then so if you get 10 lashes on the freak-o-meter tonight, you a fucking all out freak. All right. What about this one? Have you ever did bondage? Have you ever tied somebody up with leather on and handcuffed their ass to the bed and kind of like enacted like some old rape shit or some sadomasochistic kind of crazy shit?
Not to that extent, no. No?
No? No, no S&M, huh?
Mm-mm.
All right, Jenna. Jenna's officially a 6 on the freakometer. That's very good, Jenna. No, most of the people tonight are not going to get past 7. Most people on the show tonight are not going to get past 7 on the freaking meter because I'm not giving out the fucking lashes so easily like I did on the last episode. So I'm telling you right now, Jenna got it. If you get a 6 on the freaking meter tonight, you a fucking freak. I'm telling you, because no one's going to get, if you get fucking 10, you should be in porn. You're in the wrong profession. If you're not in porn and you get a fucking 10 on the freaking meter tonight, you should be in porn. Because you're a fucking freak. You should be getting paid for the shit you're doing. You damn freak. Jenna, stand by.
All right, I'm gonna take my 6 lashes.
Hey, man, dang. Tonight, 6 or 7 lashes. Hey. You're a monster in the room. You're a monster in the bedroom. If you get 7 lashes on the freakometer. If you get 10 lashes on the freakometer tonight, you should be in porn. All right, next up, 832. What's poppin'? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Blizzle.
Oh, Lexi.
Yeah, I hadn't called in a minute, so I had to call.
I'm pretty sure you're not going to miss this episode. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Episode 150.
I got off early for you.
I see. The freakometer.
What's up, everybody?
And we got a lot of people on the line tonight, too. We already got like almost 27
okay.
people on the line. The freakometer, baby. That's what we're talking about tonight.
347-944-0966.
We're going to see how freaky Lexi Poo is. You
feel what I'm saying? I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth.
Don't lie about it now. Don't lie about it, okay?
Oh, no, I'm not. Because actually, if I say something, you can probably go back to a past show. So I'm not going to lie. If I didn't do it, I didn't do it. We're going to push you.
So, all right, first things first. Do you visit sex shops? And if you visit the sex shops, do you get the toys? And listen to the question because you have to answer all of these yes, not just part of
it.
Okay. Do you get toys? Do you use the toys on yourself and in the bed when you're with someone else? That means while you're sucking his dick, he can play with the dildo on your pussy or whatever the fuck else. But you got to use the toys and use the contraptions that you get out the sex shop with someone else. How often do you go to the sex shop and how often do you use the toys?
Actually, I can say yes to all three. There's a store right by my job called Zombie Erotica, and sometimes when I get off and I don't have nothing to do, I do go into the sex store. I use my toy, like, every morning because, like I say, I have to wake up to it. I have the vibrators on my keychain. I prefer just a basic vibrator dildo, you know. That's me, and I do use it during sex. Now, that I can honestly say that's all true. So.
Okay. So you get the lash. That's one. Lexi Poo's got one, ladies and gentlemen. She's ready. She's on the right path. Do you love to give oral sex?
Yes.
What now?
I really do. I do.
Now, when I ask you this, I mean love it to the point where you give it every time you have sex. It's standard operating procedure for you, and then you actually get off on sucking dick. You actually come or get your pussy gets really wet because
yes.
you sucking dick. You actually it turns you on to
with
give
the
in.
Person that I'm messing with, yes, I do. And sometimes I even do it and we don't even have intercourse. I just do it and go on by my day. Like,
okay.
Yes,
do you swallow? Do you swallow?
Yes.
Wait, stop. Jenna.
Yeah.
Jenna, do you swallow?
Yes.
Do you swallow? Okay, yes. I was about to take a lash back from you. I forgot about it. That's key important for the oral sex one. You got to swallow to get that lash. All right, stand by. So Jenna still is at a Jenna still is at a 6. So Lexi Poo, and you do swallow, right?
Yes, with the person I'm with, yes.
Okay. I'm giving you that lash right there. That's 2 for you, Lexi Poo. Ah! Lexi Poo, do you take it up the ass?
Yes.
Do you like it?
I do.
You like
I do. I didn't years back, but the past 3 or 4 years, I actually do. Once I found out how to do it right, I do.
Oh, and how is the right way? Just curious. What's the right way?
I mean, I guess once you warm up to it, once you with somebody, you know,
once you start bleeding, to be honest, I'm gonna give you that lash.
I mean, yeah, once you're comfortable, yeah.
Yeah, that's 3. All right, that's 3. Have you had sex in the room? Have you had sex in the room with other people in the room? And like that, everybody knows what it is. Now you didn't have to engage for this particular lash. You didn't have to engage in sex with other people. But if you fucked in the room and you know all somebody got to do is just look to the side and see you sucking a dick or see you getting pounded, you feel me? I'm gonna give you this lash. So have you had sex in the room with other people watching?
Yes, me and my best friend. Yes.
Okay. And they was watching, actually.
Yes, Francie, yeah.
Right, okay. I'll give you that lash because a lot of people can't do that. You feel me?
Yes.
A lot of people don't do that. Have you videotaped yourself screwing? It doesn't have to be a professional camera. It could be a camera phone or whatever. And actually look back at it and got off on it?
Yeah, my ex-boyfriend had the PlayStation Eye, you know, the little webcam on it, and it's really good. And we recorded it from the PlayStation Eye and watched it back. It was good. I don't know where it's at now, Lloyd. we did. That's an easy one.
No, because everybody does. A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people do not let themselves get filmed on camera.
With my ex, we was together for 3 years, so hey.
But still, I'm telling you, a lot of people don't do it, so that's not a question that everybody can answer.
Don't make me feel bad.
I'm just saying. You have five lashes right now. You're doing pretty good. You might make it to eight. You're never going to make it to 10, but you might make it. If you make it to 10, I'm telling you, you just need to quit your job and go out west to West Coast
so
Productions.
It's only with one person, so I can't be in porn.
Huh?
I can't be in porn because I only do it with one person, so I couldn't be in porn.
Yeah, I want to make sure everybody gets a clear understanding that the freakometer is not a judge of your whole threshold. So you don't have to do all this shit. Right, you don't have to do all this shit with multiple people. If you're just willing to do this, if you do all this shit with one motherfucker, your husband, whatever. It don't matter. That's not what the freakometer is about. The freakometer is not about how many motherfuckers you do it with. That's not what the freak. You don't have to. You could be a stone cold freak and not be a hoe. Once again, K100, you can be a stone cold freak and not be a hoe. Just so you know, all right?
Yeah.
So this is not about you doing with everybody up under the motherfucking sun or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? All
right? Right.
Lexi Poo, do you lick ass?
Yes.
Let me go back. I might owe Jana a lash. Jana.
You can go back to Nudie Show.
Jana,
do
you lick ass?
Jenna's not witness, so Jenna know I'm telling the truth right now. We go back to
Jenna. Jenna, answer the question. Do you lick ass?
Yes. Jenna's telling the truth. I can vouch for Jenna.
Jenna's score is officially now a 7 on the freakometer.
I can vouch for Jenna.
How do you know? Wait a minute, did she lick your ass? How do you know?
We just go back before your show.
I'm just saying. If you say she can
no,
verify.
No, not each other. That's my homegirl.
Okay. Hold on. Stand by, Jenna. Okay, Lexi Poo, so you do lick ass, though. So that's a 6. Hold on, let me see. 1... oral sex, take it up the ass, play with the toys, videotape, lick ass. What else do we have for you? That's it right now. So that's 5 for you, right? Yeah. Right. Okay. Next question, all right? Sex in room with somebody else. No, that's 6. Okay. All right, group sex. Group sex.
Yes.
Have you ever had group sex? Menage a trois, anything like that where everybody's more than you in the room and everybody's fucking everybody. You fuck more than one person.
I answered that from your last show. I did with two other girls.
Oh, okay. Did it
with two other girls. So it's kind of adding it together. You didn't say it had to be
man.
Two men, but it was two other girls.
Right. Actually, you get two lashes, which puts you at 7 because you actually get girl on girl. You get girl on girl, plus you get group sex. So
I told you that from your last on the last show. So I told you I didn't do it with two guys, but I wouldn't. But I did do it with two girls. It's the same. It's still an orgy.
Right. It is. You're so close. You're tied with Jenna right now. You ever let anybody pee on you? You ever pee on anybody?
Somebody
was no purpose. You know they wanted you to pee on them. You cocked over and pissed on them, and you liked it. And they
I peed
it.
On them. You said I've ever peed on them, and I did, and it wasn't on purpose.
No, not talking about accidentally. No, I'm talking about. They were like, shit, babe, I want you to pee on me. And you was like, for real, baby? Ooh, yeah, I'm finna pee on you. Uh-huh. And you pee on her. And y'all was playing. And y'all like, start fucking on top of the piss.
What happened was.
I want to see who get that fucking
I
lash.
I can tell you what happened and you tell
no,
me.
No, no, no. I got too many callers. I got too many callers. If you didn't want to do it on purpose.
I did pee on him. He knew it was going to happen because, I mean.
Did you try to actually cop over him and pee on him?
No, I was trying to, okay. I was about to squirt, but it feels like you're going to urinate when you first start doing it, and I didn't know, and I told him it felt like I was going to pee, and
that's
I did.
The, no, that's not the last, you can't get a last for that. That's just you trying some shit and fucking up.
It worked after that. It felt like, I don't know what it was.
Oh, God. Do you do any S&M bondage? Do you do any handcuffs? Tie yourself up with handcuffs and the leather and beat motherfuckers with whips and wear masks and all this other shit, kinky ass shit. Do you do that?
I like handcuffs. I so like handcuffs. I do the handcuffs.
So it's got to be real S&M shit with the leather and the swings and the chains and, you know what I'm saying, the whole get up, the whole S&M bondage get up shit. Do you
my
do that?
Ex used to like to tie me up and put the little thing in my mouth, the little ball thing.
Oh! Did that? I don't know. I almost want to give it to you.
He liked to do that to me, and I liked it. It was kind of like a role play type thing.
Yeah,
he was
kind of
freaky.
But you liked it, though?
Yeah, I liked it.
Last question. I don't know if I'm going to give you that one, though. I don't know if I'm going to give it to you. I don't know. Because you really got to, in order to get the S&M lash, you really got to, like, you know what I'm saying, go to the store and buy the whips and the, you know what I'm saying? You
yeah,
feel
I
me?
Get what you're saying. Like, I don't know if I'm like that gothic girl type thing. I ain't even going to lie to you, but I do
you
like to be, you
right
know.
There. In order
so
to
I
get
that
lash, you
got
to do that. You got
to
yeah,
be serious, yeah.
You got to be hardcore to get this lash right here. That's a tough one to get. I don't know how many of y'all will get it, but it's a tough one to get. But if you have done it now, but you said the way you're describing it, I don't think I'm going to give it to you. You said you kind of like, even though the ball is kind of freaky, you know what I'm saying? Put the ball in your mouth and you like, you know what I'm saying? But if he didn't have the whip or he had some kind of shit that was like fucking, you know what I'm saying? Just doing some old crazy shit to your ass, you know what I'm saying? To make you scream and you like really in pain, but you fucking liking it.
Well,
that's kinda...
My ex did pour and I did pour hot wax.
We did that.
But that's it. Like, I can't do what you're talking about. I get what you're
right.
saying. There's
yeah,
some people
yeah.
like that. I ain't got there yet. Look.
Yeah, but if they want this fucking lash on the freakometer, they're going to have to goddamn
it. May be some people. I'll be surprised.
Well, I mean, you know, licking ass is a level of freakiness, and you just said you did that, so some people won't even go there.
Well, I'm being honest.
Yeah, that's good. Last question, but you only got 7 right now. Maybe you can get 8. Maybe you can get the one up on Jenna, because you have Minaj and she didn't. You feel me? But you can get the one up on Jenna right here. Have you had sex in public where people can see you, like out in the open, suck some dick in the movie theater or fuck outside where people can just basically see you and, you know, you really don't give a fuck?
I did on a movie theater. The movie theater. I did on the back of an ice cream truck when I was staying in Newton.
Uh-huh. On the back
at the basketball game, you know how when they tailgating, I'm sorry, football game, when you know how when they tailgating and stuff, I did back there right behind the bleachers. Yeah, I have. That's easy. Like, I'm from the country. Look, you know,
it's an easy one. I'm gonna move it up in the order actually, because it's gonna get tougher. But I got all the questions written down, but no particular order. But I'll give you that last. So your official score is an 8.
Those two are hard, Blizzum. The pen and the bondage.
If you get 10 on the freakometer tonight, you should be in pictures, baby.
Right? Because that's kind of... I wouldn't try to pee on my body.
No one gets 10 on my fucking freakometer tonight. No one! Stay on the line.
I'm an 8.
Hey, 8 is hardcore tonight. And look, a fucking 8 on the freakometer tonight, hey, what time for you? If you get a fucking 8... Or if you get an 8 on the freakometer tonight, you wifey material on K100. Once again, if you get an 8 on the freakometer tonight, you are wifey material. In my eyes. Michigan girl, what it do, baby? Stand by, Lexi Poo.
What's up? What's going on?
Yeah. Now, you called into the other freakometer, but you see the rules have changed. Things have gotten a little more stringent. It's not as lax. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so we're going to see. Right, we're going to go ahead and give you, we're going to go ahead and let you do your score. 850-867, you're up next. Annabelle Shea. I see Ruby Candy on the line. 910 on the line. 678 on the line. A private caller's on the line. We got a lot of people on the phone lines, and I'm going to get to every single person, even if I have to go into the third hour. I see Key on the line. I'm taking every fucking call, and I don't care how long it takes. I'm not going to end the show until I do. So stay around. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Press the number 1 on the keypad if you want to judge your freakiness and if you got the motherfucking heart to see how you gauge on the freakometer. Right now, we got Michigan Girl on the line. Let's see how they get down up there in the cold. Let's see what they're breeding up there in Michigan. So, hold on as I light my blunt.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's going to be that kind of show later on. First one, we're going to start with the light questions. I'm trying to put these questions in order because I want them to get harder as I go up, so I'm kind of rearranging them as I speak. All right, so the first one we're going to start on the light side. Do you use toys? And do you visit sex shops often? And when this question, you have to answer yes to all parts of the question, which means you do visit the sex shop frequently. You do have toys that you have. You do use them on yourself, and you use them while you're having sex with someone else. You let someone else use the toy on you. You feel what I'm saying? Can you answer yes to all those questions, and then you can get that lash?
Yes, I can.
You can. One lash for Michigan Girl. All right. All right.
Oh, damn it, man.
One last for Michigan Girl. Ah. All right. Have you had sex in a public area where people can see, like in the back of a theater, somewhere out in the open, well, in the public view where people, all they got to do is basically kind of turn their head, or they could walk in on you at any minute, a public restroom, whatever. It has to be something like that where you can't get caught easily.
Movie theater, bathroom at the airport.
At the airport?
Drive-in. That was really good.
That's Homeland Security. You could have got it locked up.
I think it was after 9/11. Oh, yeah, I could have got locked up. But, yeah, it was after 9/11. But, yeah, bathroom, the family bathroom at the airport.
Public, been there,
done that.
Okay. So you get that second lash. These first ones are not. The first ones, you know, if you don't at least get a 5 on the freaking meter, you really need to reevaluate your sex life. And if you're married, you're probably getting cheated on. Next one. I'm just saying, it's a good chance. Next one. Do you love to give oral sex? When I say love to give oral sex, I mean you really love to suck a dick. You think about sucking dick sometimes without even fucking. When you sucking dick, your pussy get wet. It turns you on to the point you almost come because you fucking giving some head. That's how much you like sucking dick.
Hell yeah. I'm sorry. Did I say yes?
Okay. Do you take it up the ass?
Yes. Moving on. We don't need to
do that. Wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Do you like it? You can't be jumping past my question. Do you like it up the ass? Does it feel good?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's four. You know what I'm saying? That's four. Do you lick ass? Do you lick ass?
Yes.
Wow! Five on the freakometer, ladies and gentlemen. She's already out of five. They get to sit down in Michigan. They don't bullshit around. Have you ever had sex in the room where someone else can watch, someone else can see you? You feel me? You didn't necessarily have to, for this one, you didn't necessarily, to get this lash, you didn't have to fuck them, but you fucking in a room and somebody else is in the room watching and all that. You feel me? They right there. They watching you. Do you? And you watching them do them or whatever. You didn't have to actually fuck each other, but you had to be fucking somebody, and they fucking somebody, and y'all all in the same room where y'all can see.
Yes.
Whew. Man, my K100 people representing in this motherfucker. Fellas, are y'all listening? Whole bunch of watching material ladies in the show tonight. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. They about it. You feel what I'm saying? Have you ever videotaped yourself having sex and look back at it and got off on it?
Yeah, that's the best thing to masturbate to.
That's the best thing to masturbate to, huh?
Yeah.
Actually, I agree with you. That's seven. Man, so close to ten. Only three more. Only three only three little old lashes. Only three little old lashes. Girl on girl. All the ladies can get one extra one that the guys can't get. All right? Ladies, girl on girl. You ever did girl on girl?
Yeah.
Eight! Now, when you did girl on girl, the girl ate the pussy, y'all kissed, and it was straight up girl on girl shit. No bullshit. Not part of a menage, and you was in the room with a girl, and y'all was fucking the guy, but y'all really didn't touch each other. You actually, somebody ate some pussy, and y'all touched, and all this whole shit. The whole shit now.
Oh, damn it. Yeah.
Woo! Hey! Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. You didn't say yes to that question last time we had this show.
Yeah, that would be true.
I talked to you sidebar. That show was not that long ago. That show was not that long.
Okay. And we're going on to the next question, right?
Oh, damn it, man. Have you ever had group sex?
Yes.
Have you ever had group sex? Huh?
Yes, I had a threesome.
You did a threesome? Was it good? Was it good?
Yes, it was good. It was good. It was good.
What was it like, Shawty?
This ain't question.
I'm just saying,
like
question.
Like,
okay, fine. You get the laugh.
It was me, another girl, and a guy. Is that what
that's the dynamic? Yeah, what kind of was it? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You did a threesome. You know, that's still freaky. And ladies, you still get the group sex. You still get the group sex slash if you let two guys bang your ass out. If you were sucking a dick and a nigga fuck you from the back or whatever, ladies, that still counts as the group sex. Group sex thing. So you still can get that lash. But you was with two girls and a guy.
No, not two girls. That was me, a girl, and a guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Two girls and a guy. Threesome. Two girls and a guy. Right.
Yeah.
Woo! Wow. Okay.
What
you're at nine. You're at a fucking nine. A nine on the freakometer. A fucking nine. Okay, hold on. So, Michigan girl is at an... If you get to 10, I swear to God... You know how hard it is to get the last two questions. Here we go. Have you ever peed on somebody, pissed on somebody, or want somebody to piss on you, anything like that?
Oh, hell no. I can't do that. I don't want no pee on me, no.
Okay. It's going to be tough. What about S&M? I'm talking about the whole shebang. Not talking about some little handcuff shit. I'm talking about dressed up in the leather, the tight leather with the mask on, with the whips beating the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Tying them up where they can't move and shit and screaming and shit and like trying to inflict pain and fuck them.
Yes.
Damn it, man. Oh, shit. She got a fucking 10.
Oh, my God. Oh. I did not think I was going to get a 10.
Got a fucking 10 on the freakometer officially. Michigan girl.
Wait, what?
That's it. That's the question. You got to
tell. No, because you might not want to give me the bondage one. I had the whip. I had on the black leather, the handcuffs, tied him up. Therefore, I had a whip, and he had the little ball thing that Lexi was talking about. But I didn't have on a mask.
You did it. You had the leather on. You had him tied up, and he had the ball in his mouth? Oh, my God. That's it. You got a 10. So what do you do for a living? I think whatever it is, if you're not in porn, you should be.
And I work in insurance.
Ah, man. Threesomes, girl on girl, licked ass, loves to suck dick. you single?
No.
Oh, somebody is slipping. Stay on the line. 850-867. Then I see El Panama, Shay, Ruby, Key, 678-8329. I see Respirals on the line. Oh, man, we're going to have some fun tonight. Episode 150. The Freakometer. 850-867. You on the phone line. What's popping?
Who, that me?
Yeah, that's you. What's popping?
What's happening, man?
What's going on, man?
This is from Florida, man. You already know what this is, cuz.
Oh, what up, cuz? Cousin called in on the show. You feel what I'm saying? Thanks for calling the show. Hey, man, you hear these women, man? These women all like freaky, ain't they, cuz?
What? Hey, I'm trying to see what that chick here talking about. She nigga ass, nigga. I tried to get that.
Everybody so far, all of my ladies so far said they lick ass. Like all three of them.
I know.
So far, all three of them is like they do it. So,
I
yeah.
need to put all them on my team, bro. For real.
All right, cuz.
I'm
ready
trying to make 11, nigga.
Hey, nigga, hold on. It's impossible for you to get to 11. I'm going to tell you right now. Boy. I don't even have 11 questions. You better not be able to answer one of these motherfuckers. You should only be able to get to max of 9, hopefully. Shit. If you get to 10 today, me and you got to have a talk, cuz. All right, here we go. The girls got the one up on us. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? They get an extra question that everybody can't get asked, especially us.
Yeah.
First question is, cuz. All right, Do you ever have sex with like toys when you fucking with a chick? You feel me? Do you ever like play with her toys with her, like fuck, you know, while you fucking her some shit? You be, you know, playing with her with the dildos and all kind of shit. Do you go to the sex store and get lotions and shit and be with all that toy freaky shit out the sex store with chicks?
Nah, with me, I don't go buy no toys, but I go get like the little lotions and the warming gels and shit like that. And the
if the girl got a toy, will you use it with her? If she got one, because all of them have one. Have you ever used a dildo? Shit, like they own shit. You may not go buy it, but if they got it on deck, will you use it with them?
Oh, hell yeah. Like the chick who said she got them on keychains? Hell,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, dig it.
She bad. She goes to the bathroom on her lunch break, and she's got a keychain vibrator and goes to the bathroom on her lunch breaks and fucking gets off and comes back to work. What else can you say? You got one last, cuz. You do use the toys. You do play with the toys. You feel what I'm saying? Have you ever had sex in the room with somebody else watching? You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, nigga, tagging in and out, nigga, off the ropes and shit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You feel me? Now I ain't talking about group sex where everybody fucking everybody. I'm just talking about, you know, just to get this lash, you just got to be in the room fucking a chick, you know what I'm saying, eating the bitch pussy, some shit like that, and then somebody else over there, and they can see what you're doing right there. You ain't got to involve them. That's for this first lash.
Oh, yeah. Done that.
All right, that's easy. fellas, I'm going to tell you, fellas, we should only be getting to an 8 on the Freakometer tonight. If you get to a 10 on the Freakometer, fellas, we got some shit to talk about, sidebar. Because I'm not even going to ask you, do you take it up the ass? You know what I'm saying? But I will ask you, and no, I take that back. I will ask the fellas, do you fuck chicks up the ass? Because some dudes don't like that shit. So actually, you do. Actually, fellas, you can't get a 9. You can't get a 10, fellas. You should not get a 10, but you can get a 9 on the Freakometer. Because do you fuck chicks up the ass? Because a lot of guys don't do that. So do you fuck chicks up the ass if they like it?
I done made an attempt, you know what I'm saying?
But you really don't like it.
I can't say if I do or I don't. I can't say if I do or don't enjoy it. Like, I got an attempt, and, you know, working with a monster, a lot of girls just can't relax that well to make the interest.
Well, I can't get you the last, because you gotta do it all, you know what I'm saying? You gotta fuck a couple chicks up the ass to get that last. I can't give it to you. That's all right.
All right.
You can gain some more ground. All right. What about videotaping? Have you ever videotaped yourself and you know, videotaped yourself fucking a chick and then watched it back with it and got off on that shit?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mysteriously, uh-huh. I was videotaped, and then she came through and was like, hey, check this out. And I was like, uh-huh. Damn, that's me, nigga. So, yeah.
All right. Let's see, where we at? Oh, okay. What about oral sex? Do you love to eat pussy? Now, when I say love to eat pussy, I'm talking about you really got to like it. I ain't talking about you eat pussy just because you think that's what niggas supposed to do. No, you got to actually love to eat some pussy. I'm talking about shit dripping all down your face and your chin and shit and swallow the blood when it bust the nut, the whole shit. You got to be a freak.
Nigga, you You seen my beard, ain't you, cuz? You seen my beard? Yeah. Yeah, right, nigga.
All right, I get to you. All right, cuz, you have four, cuz. You're doing pretty good. You're doing pretty good. You have four. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have you had sex in public where somebody can see you? Somebody can just walk up on your ass and just catch you at any given moment, out in the open, in the movie theater, anything like that, in the bathroom, public restroom, some shit like that?
Yeah, I had hit this chick. You know the AC units that be on the side of the house?
Outside on the AC unit?
Outside on the AC unit. We was like first time lovers and shit. But it went down and it was cool.
You have five, cuz. You're doing good. You're doing good. Eight is great for the fellas tonight. I'm telling you. If you eight, hey, ladies, if a dude get the eight on the freaking meter tonight, you need to holler at him. Sidebar.
I know that's right.
All right. Let's see. Where are we at? That one. Group sex. Have you ever had group sex, cuz? Have you ever pulled off a menage or an orgy or anything like that?
Hell yeah, off the ropes.
Off the ropes, yeah?
What kind of
orgy, or was it two chicks or what?
It was like some orgy type shit. It was like two chicks and three niggas.
It went down. No, y'all on the porno shit. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
All that shit happened in the A, cuz.
That's it right there. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? All right, let's see. That one. Okay. So you got two more that you can get, cuz. Maximum nine for the fella tonight on the show, because the girls can get to 10 if they get the girl on girl, but we don't have that option on the show. All right, so next question. Have you ever peed on somebody? Have you ever had a chick pee on you, or you peed on a chick and you know what I'm saying? She liked it. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all actually part of it? You never did anything like that?
Nothing like that, though.
Yeah, nothing like that. What about, have you ever did the S&M bondage type shit where you kind of like, y'all dress up in like leather and shit and tie each other up and whip each other with whips and shit? And motherfuckers have a ball in their mouth and scream and shit and all that shit.
Oh, I don't know if you'd call it S&M, but you know what I'm saying? We had some shoestrings and some hot wax.
That's close. I kind of want to give people with the hood S&M, but in order to get that lash on K100 tonight, you got to go all out and get the whole get up. You feel what I'm saying? You got to go out
and get the whole get up. We couldn't afford the leather. We couldn't even afford the cuffs, man. She tied me to the bed with the shoelaces and did the wax thing. That's all we could afford, man.
I don't know. Should I take the hood? I want to ask the rest of the callers. You might be able to get up to a 7. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You might get up to a 7. Right now, you got a 6 on the freakometer, and that's fucking, that's good, though. You feel me? Because these lashes are hard to move. Oh, wait a minute. I got one more question. Do you lick ass?
What? I ain't like no professional ass looker, but for
do
my
you
bitch,
lick
yeah.
ass? Huh?
For my bitch, yeah, I lick that ass.
And that's 7. 7 on
for
the freaking meter. 7 on the freaking meter. I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? You can't just lick everybody's ass, but if you do it, you do it. Once again, everybody on the show, I want you to pay attention to this one statement. All this stuff that you do, you don't have to do it with multiple people. You can do this stuff with your husband or your one girlfriend, your main broad. You can be a freak without being a hoe. Once again, you can be a freak without being a hoe. These are two different things, all right? Being a freak does not make a hoe. For all you people that's on the line that's being judgmental and shit, hold on. For all you people that's on the line being judgmental or listening on the internet and listening to all this shit, no one said these people are doing this with every Tom, Dick, and Harry. They might be doing it with their husband or their ex-husband or their boyfriend. If they did it, they did it. You feel me? It don't necessarily mean they fucking doing it to everybody that they come across. All right? So this is not what I'm asking you. That's why I'm not asking anybody how many people have you fucked. That's the whole threshold. We've already had that show. I might have a part two of that one. But for tonight, it's just real YouTube. Will you lick an ass? Do you come from sucking dick? Have you had group sex? Girl-on-girl action? Have you videotaped yourself? All of these questions does not constitute you being a hoe. Once again. All right. Hey, cuz, thanks for calling the show, man. Appreciate it, homie.
Yeah, they love.
Stay on the line, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might want to give you their number. Just saying.
You be so scared to them, nigga.
Hey, anybody want to talk to anybody sidebar, y'all let me know. I can put y'all in the screening room. Y'all can have a private chat. It's nothing. It's just a click of a mouse.
Money.
The click of a mouse. Yeah. Oh, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial it to the show. K100 K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum, episode 150. The Freakometer. Oh, I see now this is going to be a 3-hour show because I got 17 people with their hands up, and I'm not going to miss anybody, all right? But I'm going in order that the calls were taken, okay? I mean, that the calls came in. So please be patient. Please be patient, all right? So next up, I see, okay, I'm going to tell you in the order so you know where you at. So, you know, if you might have to wait a little bit, just sit the phone down and put it on speaker. I got Shay, El Panama, Ruby Candy, 910, Key, Raspberry Raw, 713-615 in that order. I'm trying to pick up the pace a little bit. I'm asking questions a little bit faster to get these lashes out for the second hour because I got more people calling in to the second hour and more people on the phone line. All right, Shay, what it do, baby?
Hey.
Now, you've already had the Freakometer. You've already been involved with the Freakometer for one episode. You feel what I'm saying? But you're coming back to get upgraded, and these lashes are a lot tougher to get this go round. You understand what I'm saying? I forgot what your score was for the Freakometer 1 and 2, but fuck the Freakometer 1 and 2. This is part 3.
I think I've added to my resume.
Well, we'll see about that. Let's get it cracking, dear. Shay, do you play with toys? Do you have toys? Do you use your toys frequently? Do you use them while you're having sex with other people? That means you're fucking them and they're, you know, playing with your dildo or whatever while they're fucking you or anything like that. You have to use the toys in the process of having sex with someone else and use them often.
Yeah, I use my rabbit like every day. That's like
turn your radio
that's
down.
My vitamin.
Turn your radio down.
Radio. Hold on, I'll go to the bathroom when that goes. Hold on.
Okay. So what'd you say now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
hold
you
on,
know,
I just another booth. Can you hear me
okay.
now?
Yeah, go ahead. Now what you say? So you said you do your toys, right?
Yeah.
And you do your toys and with other people.
Yeah,
and
I use my little rabbit when I'm by myself. You know, that's my little wake up in the shower or whatever. All it's right. actually like a little bullet, but see, it has like this little sleeve on it, so I can put the rabbit on there, and it's got like these little ears, like tickle certain areas.
Do you use it while you're having sex with somebody else? Do you let them use the toy on you?
No, no, not that one. That's my single toy. I use, like, my little play penis if I want to use that with somebody else. I let him use that.
So you let him use. So how do you use it when you fucking, how does he use it with you?
No, he uses it. He'll just, like,
that's
you
what
know.
I'm saying.
Like,
how does he use it? Do you let him stick it in your ass while he's fucking you while you're riding his dick or something, or what do you do?
Well, I've never actually put it in my ass. It's always been on my coochie.
So how does he use it? He just uses it on you?
Yeah, he uses it on me while I'm giving him head or, like, kissing on him and stuff like that. All right.
You get the lash. Do you love to give oral sex? Do you actually get off and come from sucking dick? Do your pussy get wet from the thought of sucking the dick?
Yes, I'm gonna tell y'all a secret. I actually got off on thinking about giving head the other night.
Wow. Gotta love that. Have you ever had sex in the room with other people watching? Have you ever had sex in the room with other people watching? Yeah?
Yeah, with other people watching, other people included. I only had one time when, like, other people was watching. It was, like, me and one of my best friends with two guys that we was, like, together with. But we were just having sex with one person. But she was in the bed right next, and I was in bed.
All right, but that's all you got to take to get that lash. It's not hard to get to 4 or 5 lashes. It's getting on past that. All right, have you had sex in a public place where someone can see you out and open and risk and where you can easily get caught?
Yeah, there's a place where I live. It's called The Rocks. Why I call it The Rocks? It's like the jetties. It's a big rocky area, like a beach. Well, I didn't realize at the time it's a private beach, but yeah, I just had sex right up there, like right before sunset. It was so beautiful.
Uh-huh.
All up on the rocks.
But people see you.
Yeah, it was somebody's backyard. There's people coming outside.
Okay. Got that. You feel what I'm saying? All right. So
it was fun, though. It was, like, exciting because, like, you know, anyway. I'm an exhibitionist.
You're an exhibitionist. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you take it up the ass?
I'm going to say yes, but only if it's like a small penis.
No. You cannot get the Freakometer. You cannot get it. No. I'm not giving it to you. No. If it's too big and you won't let him fuck you in the ass because his dick is too big, then no, you can't get it.
You better give me my lash. I'm taking up the ass.
Oh, you're taking up the ass a lot of times, but only from a little dick. No, that's not a trooper. You're
really
not really a trooper.
Because I don't really mess with little dick dudes, so I shouldn't say that. I had to use a lot of lube, though. I mean, cause I'm a small chick, so I have to be in control. I can't. I have to be trying. I have to ride it. That way I can turn around backwards. And
right? No,
control.
No. I don't know if I'm giving you this notch. I don't know. You got too many stipulations. You take it up the ass and like it, or you don't. It's a simple question.
Yes, I like it. That's why I'm very particular, because I know what I like. So I know how I get the best feeling. I know how I can come. So that's why I have my little thing
so
that I like.
So you come from taking it up the ass.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you because of that right there. Have you ever videotaped yourself and looked back at yourself and got off on it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's sick. So you videotaped it, and what, did you use a camera phone, or what was it?
Well, one time it was with a camera phone, and one time it was actually like a videotape.
Wow. So do you
actually, I made a slide show too, so I guess if you want to count that, I guess it was three times. So I don't know.
So do you watch it and play with yourself and shit and get off on it still?
Yeah, I do that too. Yeah. Me and my video with my rabbit have a good time together.
Wow. That's seven. Do you lick ass?
Yes, I lick ass.
Oh, everybody, like, yeah. Everybody licking ass on the show. Wow, y'all some freaky motherfuckers. Oh, man. I bet everybody's on the phone lines and on the shows like, where the fuck are these women at? I know these women are not hard to look at. These women are actually attractive and sexy. That's the crazy part about the whole shit.
You ain't got to be ugly to look at.
No, I'm just saying. You know how guys be like, she's so cute and shit. She probably don't do no freaky shit. You'd be wrong.
Never know until you ask.
You'd be
wrong.
In
the right situation, you got to be the right ass if you want to
be. Right. Girl on girl, Shay. Girl on girl.
Yes, and yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You answered that one the last time. So you didn't.
Yeah,
so you saw you girl on girl. What kind of girl on girl? Did you eat some pussy? She ate your pussy? What happened?
Yeah, all of the above.
Whoa. Damn, man. Shay.
I was a perfect muncher. I can admit it.
Shay is at a fucking 8, ladies and gentlemen. An 8! Alright. Next one. Group sex. Ménage à trois. Group sex.
Yes. Did
ménage à trois. Anything like that?
I did the ménage à trois.
You did a ménage à trois?
Yeah.
What kind of ménage à trois was it? Was it two guys and you?
It was a guy and two, it started out me and two other girls. One of the girls left, so it was just me and another girl. Another time, it was just me and a girl and a guy.
Nine lashes, ladies and gentlemen. Little sweet innocent Shay has 9 lashes. Yes, she can't do 10. Will she make it? Will she beat Michigan? Will she tie Michigan girl? Have they peed on somebody on purpose and liked it? Or let somebody pee on you?
I never had anybody pee on me, but I kind of did pee on somebody else.
I kind of did. I'm talking about cops over him, pissed on him. And he was like, I want you to pee on me, baby. And you pissed all on him, and then you fucking liked it. And you rubbed that shit out, hunched all on the piss. Pissed on somebody.
I couldn't help but like it because I was like coming at the same time.
No.
So I was like riding.
No.
I can't count that.
No. I'm talking about your intention was for you to piss on them. Fuck. Coming while you fucking and all that. No, piss on him.
I told him I said,
no,
so good. I told him I said, I'm about to piss on myself.
You're not getting the lash. You're not getting it.
Hey,
last one. Last opportunity. No, that's not it. That's not what I'm talking about. You can't
he
get that.
He wanted me to if he was holding
stuck
me for
a second. Hold on. Wait a minute now. You might be able to get it. Have you ever get the S&M bondage type shit with the mask and the whips and everything with the whole get up and the leather and you beating them and they got the little thing tied in their mouth but they can't scream and you can't scream and yeah, all out.
Okay, I'm about to embarrass myself. I can't believe I'm gonna tell you this. I didn't have a mask, but I had my leather whips and stuff like that in my
And your
my
what?
My black leather boots. Well, I don't have the same boots anymore, but I have some nice leather boots.
Did you tie him up? Did you tie him up? Did he have leather on?
No, he was tied. I wasn't tied. He was tied.
You tied him up, and you had all that shit on, and you was whipping him with a whip?
Yes.
What did you do to him? What did you do to him? Were you sucking his dick or whatever, and he couldn't move and all that kind of shit, getting off on it? Were you doing all that kind of shit?
Well, at first I was like just kind of like spanking him with the whip and like you know, just messing with him from the back. Because I had him tied up both hands first and I let him just undo one because I wanted him to participate a little bit, but not really be able to participate, get to me.
I don't know. Just having a little toy whip. I'm talking about the real S&M shit. I'm talking about the all-out.
It was a real damn leather whip.
And you was dressed in all leather and you had him gagged where you couldn't scream and shit?
Yeah, I had him tied down to the bed because he had one of those, like, beds.
Good. Did you have the leather ball in his mouth where he couldn't scream and shit?
I didn't have a ball in his mouth. I had some scars wrapped around his mouth. He wouldn't let me put no ball in it like that in his mouth.
Do I want to give it to him, ladies and gentlemen? Should Shay get the 10 on the freak-o-meter? Why not? I guess I'll give it to him.
I need an 11, because I did one more thing.
It's not a part of the questions, and I have to ask everybody else all the questions, so it don't count. It doesn't even matter. Whatever, but you can tell
freaky.
Everybody if you want to. If you can tell everybody if you just want to, go ahead.
I gave a guy a rectal temp one time. That's freaky.
You got a what?
A rectal temp.
What? What'd you say?
I rectal temp rectally.
I can't understand what you're saying. You what?
Okay. I said I gave a guy a rectal temp one time.
Oh, yeah, I killed you for that. Moving on. Next caller.
I need a lunch for
I'm
that.
I'm not talking about that. Not talking about that. Whole other show.
You have to admit it was very freaky, though.
I have to admit you're a fucking person. That's what I have to fucking admit.
How am I get killed on a freaky show? You're supposed
yeah.
to be giving out.
Stick a thermometer up a guy's ass for revenge plans like you just trying to do it because you're a nurse and like you're helping him. You sadistic motherfucker. Next caller. Air Panama! I'm not even getting that shit. What's happening, homie? Thanks for calling the show. Jesus Christ. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Welcome to the show, everybody. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Episode 150. The Freak-O-Meter, Part 3. Let's get it. Homie, you ready? My cousin JT, he got a 7 on the freaking meter. That's pretty damn decent. That's pretty damn decent. You husband materialized. I say, ladies, the guys are going to be husband material at a 7, and you guys are going to be wifey at 8. And anything over 8, you should be in pictures. That's all I'm going to tell you. All right?
You're making a living. Go ahead.
I can't believe Michigan girl. I got to talk to her sidebar because some of this shit done happened recently. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this shit, homie. I start light with you. Do you use the toys and shit with your girl? You know what I'm saying? Do you go to the sex shops and see it and get little gadgets and shit to use with the ladies and shit? And if they got a little contraption or a little toy or something at their house, will you use it with them?
I don't go get the toys, but if they got them at the house, yeah, I use it with them. No.
Right. So do you go to the sex shop? In order to get this lash now, fellas, you got to go to the sex shop yourself and get something. I mean, do you go and get some lotions, some lubes, oils, anything? You don't go never? Anything?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Insurrection, you know.
Okay.
Starship, yeah, I'll be in there on the fly.
All right. So you gotta go yourself. I know no guy's gonna go buy a dildo, but they got other sex toys that you can use on a chick. You feel me? That's not a dildo. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That you can buy. So you have to participate. They actually have to have some shit. You feel what I'm saying? All right. You gotta be a freak. I don't know if I'm gonna give you guys. I don't know about giving you guys that lash if you ain't even bought not one little contraption to use on a chick yourself. I don't know.
Be in the budget if you got a main lady.
Okay, so you have done that, though.
Yes, sir.
Right, so you get the last one. That's one for El Panama. All right, next one. Have you ever had sex out in the open where you could get caught? You feel me? In a movie theater, in a restaurant, bathroom, anything like that where somebody could walk in at any given moment and catch you?
Plenty of times. It's the greatest rush.
Right. Only freaky people would do that. Some people, a non-freak would not do that. They'd be too scared of getting caught, and the fear of getting caught would override their freakiness. Only true freaks can do that shit. You feel what I'm saying? It's not as easy.
That's when you cut them loose.
Right. That's when you know if they're not willing to try it, at least try it, and maybe get caught or whatever. Or at least try it. Then you know they may not be for you. All right. Next question. Do you like to fuck cheeks up the ass?
I actually do. It's kind of... It's only because it's funny as hell to me, man. It should be hilarious. That should be hilarious.
It's funny. I mean, you do it because it's funny. What's funny about it? What's funny? Why is it funny? I'm
sitting there, you know, doing it, and I'm like, damn, she's actually letting, you know, taking some shit up the ass. That shit is, you know, I'm sitting there like, that's meant for, you know, shit to come out. You know, she actually let me stick something up there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I do it. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
I'm sitting there trying to rationalize it while I'm doing this shit. You know, I'm like,
she can speak enough to let me do it, and she can take the dick up ass. You feel me? And she want to try it? I'm gonna try it. You feel what I'm saying? But you do say you said you'll try it if they want you, if they let you, right?
Yeah.
You get the freak. You get the lash. That's three. Do you love to gear up oral sex? When I say love to gear oral sex. Not do it because you feel like you're a grown man, and that's what grown men do. I'm talking about you actually love to eat some pussy.
I love it.
Okay.
I do. I really do. I love it.
I'm pretty sure that's a prerequisite for Miss Key. We'll get to her in a second. She's coming up. Yeah. All right. So you're at a four right now, dog. You're at a four. That's easy to get on the freaking meter. But the next notch, do you lick ass?
I ain't never did it. Not to say I never will. I ain't never did it.
You can't get the last because you never done it.
I can't get that one.
You can't get the last. All right? You can't get it.
I can't get that one.
Okay, you can't get the last. Let me ask you this. Have you, where are we at? Have you ever videotaped yourself? Have you ever videotaped yourself doing it and then watched it back? You know what I'm saying? Watched it back with the chick and got off on it or beat your meat to it or anything like that. But have you ever videotaped yourself fucking?
Most definitely.
And watched it back and got off on it?
Hell yeah.
All right, that's five. He's at five. You feel me? That's one, two. Let's see. Have you had sex in the room? Have you had sex in the room with other people watching?
Yeah, we did that at the last Super Bowl down in Tampa.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. That's one notch, all right? Next notch. You got six right now. You at six, all right? Have you ever had group sex, menage a trois, orgy, anything like that? Group sex, more than one person in the room, and everybody's fucking everybody.
Yeah, I'm due for another one.
Due for another one, but yeah, you've done it, and you'll do it again, right?
Yes, sir.
That's seven, all right? The next ones are going to be hard for you to get because I think max a guy should only be able to get about nine. You feel what I'm saying? On this motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? So, have you ever peed on somebody or let somebody pee on you?
Man, I'm working on that. I ain't gonna let nobody pee on me, but you know, pee on somebody else.
But you haven't done it, but you don't get the last because you haven't done it, but you actually want to try it. You want to try peeing on somebody? You want to pull the R. Kelly?
Yeah, because the chick, you know, remember the chick that wanted me to, you know, put her head in the toilet?
Uh huh.
She said I can give her a golden shower too, you know. So we working on politics and that.
She wants you to put her head in the toilet while you fuck her from the back.
Yeah.
Obviously. Had some real issues, but yeah, that shit.
You sure do.
But you haven't done it yet, so I can't give you the last, so you still stuck at a seven. Last one, all right, last one, S&M. Have you did any kind of S&M shit, you feel me, where leather and, you know, you tied up, y'all got leather on and whips and chains and shit and swings in the room and, you know what I'm saying, somebody got their mouth tied up and handcuffs and all the whole nine, the whole S&M shit. Have you ever done
swing.
That?
Uh-huh. Swing, I tied some chicks up, cuffed them up.
Uh-huh.
You know, I ain't never put on the leather and the mask.
Got to put the leather and the mask on to get that. That's what I'm saying. That's why I really don't want to give out that lash. I really don't want to give out that lash because somebody in the room got to have the leather on. That's why I didn't give it to my cousin. Somebody got to have the leather on in the room. Somebody got to be going on.
The chick had the leather on. I didn't.
You didn't have the leather on, but she had the leather on, and she had the mask on and shit, and she was tied up.
Yes, sir. She was cuffed up.
She was cuffed up.
And she had the swing.
I give it to you because of the swing.
that's an eight.
El Panama, everybody. He has an eight on the freaking meter. Ladies, let me know if you want to holler at him sidebar.
Shoot him the digits.
Yeah. Episode 150, stand by. I don't even know about this next caller. This next caller is going to be completely off the chain. Ruby Candy.
To all my K100 women, if y'all, hey, I'm calling y'all. Trust me. I'm calling y'all.
Because a lot of them have surprised you, have they not today?
Yes, yes, yes,
yes. Yeah, I really need to have a
Michigan
discussion.
Girl.
We have a talk with her. We got to have a talk.
Yeah, all of us. We're going to have a talk.
We're going to have a motherfucking talk.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 150, The Freak of Me, the Ruby Candy. You ready, baby?
I'm ready.
Let's jump to it. 910s, then Key, then Restaurants, then 713. I guess 615 had to tear out. They didn't want to wait around. I told you I'm getting to everybody, though, but sometimes you got to wait, people. This is a popular show. Everybody want to chime in and get their lashes. I'll get to you. Don't worry. Don't go nowhere. Just sit the phone down. I'll call back. Go do what you got to do. Put the kids to bed and then call back. Because I'm going to stay on the show all the way up until I get every fucking call. If I have to go into the third hour with it, it don't matter. All right? So that's how it's going down tonight. So, Ruby Candy, episode 150. First question, Ruby. Do you use, I don't even know why I'm asking you this, but we got to go through the formalities. do you use the toys? And of course, you know, I know the answer to this, but do you use the toys and go to the sex shops and use the toys with your partners and all this kind of stuff?
I do. I order them off the line too. Like every partner, like if I have somebody new, you know, I just go to the sex shop and let them pick out their own little toy.
Okay. You're going to get probably a 10. I'm anticipating close to a 10. If not a 9, I don't know. You might not be able to get to 10, but a 9. If you get anything short of a 9, I'll be shocked. Next question. Maybe or maybe not. You might not be able to, Ruby. You might not be able to. Now that I think about it. Next question is, though, have you ever had sex in the open where someone can catch you? You feel
oh,
me?
Yeah.
Open.
I've been caught plenty of times.
You've been caught where at? Where did you have sex at?
At school.
At school?
I had sex at school, yes. Had sex in college. You know, yeah, the professor caught me. Didn't get caught at church. Got caught at my mom's house.
All right, that's enough. You said church. That's enough. We don't have to hear anymore. Sex in church. Now, also, by the way, that's for that one, too.
Hey, I already got that before, remember? So you can't shoot me again, so.
Okay, all right. Have you ever videotaped yourself and looked back at it?
Mm-hmm. I look at them all the time.
You do?
Especially the first one I've ever done.
Can I get a copy? Can I get a copy? Can I get a copy?
Okay, I'll give you a copy.
I'll talk to you sidebar about that.
Okay.
next one. Have you had sex in the room with other people watching and you didn't have to even participate, which I already know the answer to this. It's pretty
easy. Yeah, I like doing that.
Yeah, I know. That's 4. I'm going to move right along because you just... Oh, do you love to give oral sex? Now, Ruby.
Yes, I do. I love it.
What kind of oral
sex? I swallow. God, I swallow.
Swallow cum from a guy or a girl?
No, from a girl. But see, okay, y'all already know my history with the whole guy thing, you know, so we don't have to go back through that. So I really didn't get the opportunity because I didn't know what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? See, K100 family, y'all know about that.
I'm gonna let you have it with the girl since you're gay. You feel me? But since you're gay, you can't get a lash for girl on girl. You feel what I'm saying? Because you're gay. All right? I'm not giving you an extra lash just for being gay. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay. I mean,
that's
cool.
So I'm not giving you. That's not considered freaky when you're gay. That's just standard operating procedure. You feel what I'm saying? I can't give you the girl on girl lash, so that's why I'm saying it's gonna be hard for you to get the 10, because that's not fair to give you the girl on girl lash when you are.
Okay, but what if I've had like a threesome with another guy before, but he just didn't touch me. Yeah.
Well, still, I'm gonna give you group sex because you fucked girls at the same time, multiple women, so you had an orgy before, so you're gonna get the guy ones. But hold on, I'm going too fast, so I gotta make sure I give you this. So I'm gonna give you the one. I'm going to give you the one with sex in the room with people watching. That's 5, okay? Right there. 2, 3, 4, 5. Girl on girl, I'm not even going to ask you that because that's not. So you can't get that lash, all right? So we got that one, videotape, sex in public. Okay. Group sex, menage a trois.
Uh-huh. I've had an orgy with 13 girls before.
Right. That's a little bit over the top. But you know what I'm saying? 13 people, but okay.
Uh-huh. It was for my birthday. It was a birthday party.
Uh-huh. See, this is where we're going to get tricky for you, Ruby. Do you take it up the ass? Now, in your case...
A finger. Doesn't matter. Like, I do a finger. I can do a finger,
things
on the ass.
You have to take it up the ass with a dildo, in your case. Do you let girls fuck you in the ass with a dildo?
Well, I mean, I don't get fucked in the ass, but I do the finger.
No. You don't take it up the ass. You can't get that. You can't get it.
That's fine.
You can't get it. Okay. All right. Do you lick ass?
What?
Do you lick ass?
Yeah, if it's shaving.
Okay. If it's shaving?
Yeah, no hair. No hair on the pussy and no hair on the booty.
Okay. I still can give you that because it's ass. It doesn't matter. If you lick ass, you get the lash. All right. So you're at 7, Ruby. You're at 7. And I've got 2 more questions. You could possibly get a 9. All right? You can possibly get a 9. You feel me? If you took up the ass, you would be at 8. But you're at 7 because you don't take it up the ass. In your case, with the dildo.
Hey, you know how big dicks are? Come on now.
I know. Some girls
just for a finger.
I know, but some girls, but you heard on the line so far.
I know it. K100 ladies, I'm calling y'all.
Right. They take it up the ass. You know what I'm saying? For women that take it up the ass, you know what I'm saying? If the dude ain't got no little dick, you know what I'm saying? I can't really judge it like that. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? They get an extra little from me. You feel me?
Right.
That's why I really don't know if I really wanted to give it to Shay per se, because she's like, you know, if he's small, I might take that back from Shay.
How about I just do it to Shay up the butt, then you can give her that lash.
What you going to do it up her ass with Shay with what?
I can get a dildo, a small one.
Nah, Shay's got to be a trooper and take my dick up the ass.
Oh. Well, I want to be involved in that then. How about that?
Take mine up the ass. Oh, my bad. And I mean, really take it. Not squirm, whine, and complain. Take it. Right. So, Shay's got an official 9. I'm not giving it to Shay.
Sorry, Shay. I tried to help you.
Shay's got a 9.
Sorry, Shay. I don't know.
Maybe I'll leave it at 10. I don't know. I'm on the fence with Shay. Shay's got a 9.5. Hold on. Yes, what is it, Shay? Yes, Shay.
Okay, first of all, let me address Ruby. Ruby, I don't do dildos up the ass. It's got to be a real dick, sir, babe. Secondly.
I was trying to help you out a little bit, just a little bit. You know, we can just say we did, but not really.
I'm about to get to Mr. Blizzum. Secondly, you better give me my lashes for that. I am a professional ass taker.
Oh, damn.
You always let him do it if he's got a little dick. That's not fair.
It's still the same, regardless if it's little or not.
Hello.
Go ahead.
A little dick by my standards might not necessarily be the same thing as a little dick by other people's standards, because I'm used to big dicks. That's what I'm saying. I'm just going to put it like this. Damn, I'm all up in McDonald's talking loud. Yeah, I have perfected the art of taking it up the ass. Thank you very much. I have got it down to a science. I know exactly how to make myself come by getting it up the ass. So I deserve that ass lash.
Okay, fine. You got 10, Shay. You got the 10
lash. Well,
damn. All right.
See, now she just made my curiosity even more stronger.
I didn't earn that.
Okay, she's got it. All right, I'm hanging back up with Shay. Okay, Ruby. Mm-hmm. So you're at an 8 right now, and do you? Have you ever peed on somebody? Have you ever had given a golden shower?
Yes.
Really? Literally, that's what you meant to do? Uh-huh. Have you ever gave them a golden shower and you liked it?
If you ask, you shall receive.
And you liked it and you was like hunching on them with the piss on them after that?
No, I did that after they did what they had to do. I peed on them and I didn't hunch them after that. I took a shower and we just did it.
Oh, but you did give him a golden shower. I gotta give it to you. That is freaky as hell. Just pissing
more
somebody.
Than once.
Yeah, that is freaky. You've actually still got a 9 some kind of way, Ruby, because you got the golden shower. So you got the one that a lot of people did not get. And the last one, Ruby. Have you ever did the S&M bondage? The whole.
Oh yes, I got the swing. I got the swing. I'm going to order the little table.
You got the
I got the swing. I got the sex swing. I do. Uh-huh. I have some handcuffs that you hang up on the wall. I have the little ball that goes in your mouth. I have a black outfit that I put on with some boots, with some hoe boots, as my mama call them. Hey, I got the whips and everything. I got what you need, baby.
Some kind of fucking way, which is not surprising to me, Ruby Candy has gotten a 10 on the freaking meter. without taking it up the ass.
And without being with a man, ain't that something?
Right. She didn't get. I didn't give a girl on girl, but she did the golden shower and the S&M shit, so she still ended up reaching the fucking 10 on the freaking meter. So Ruby, that's it. You got it, baby. You people are nuts. Episode 150, K100, standby. All right.
Okay.
910, and then Keys on the line. 347-934-0963. That's the number to dial into the show. What's going on, man? I got my homie Doug on the line. Doug, you've been hearing this conversation, man. Do you think you can reach a high score on my freakometer?
Sir, who?
Do you think that you can reach a high score on my freakometer?
I don't know, dog. I've been listening, man. I don't know. You got some tricks on this motherfucker, man.
You've been married for a long time, so I don't know. We're going to see how high you can get, man. But, you know, let me say this, though.
I've been married for a long time, but I've fucked around a lot. And that was the thing in the beginning of our marriage, so...
All right. So let me go ahead and say this one disclaimer, though. All you married motherfuckers should be 10s on the freaking meter. All right. If you've been married, you should be a 10 on the freaking meter, man. What the fuck is... I mean, if you're divorced, maybe that's why. If you're married or been married for a couple of years, you should be a 10 on the freaking meter. Yeah.
No, I'm surprised I ain't divorced.
Say what now?
I'm surprised I ain't divorced. 17 years and the shit I've done, I'm surprised I ain't divorced.
But let's find out if the reason why, well, I don't know. You're not divorced and she's still there or whatever, but let's find out if you're a freak or not. Episode 150. All right, I'm going to pick up the pace a little bit because I still got six more callers and I got 30 minutes, even though I'm still going to the third hour. But I want to try and make sure I get to everybody. All right, so here we go. Do you go to the sex shops? Do you visit sex shops, get toys and sex toys and stuff, and use them with your mate, with your spouse or whoever else? Do you go to the sex shop, get toys, and use them with someone else?
I think you're going to give me a zero on this one. I don't go to the shop, but I use the toys. You know what I'm saying? I've been there. I think I've been once or twice. I think my wife went in there, and I went there with her. But she was picking up the movies and shit. Sometimes she'd come on with these dildos and all that, which is fine with me. It don't bother me. And yeah, I've been with her. But she don't want me to use it with them. She like to use those by herself. But I have messed with somebody that I used them on, that they had their own shit and I used them on.
Yeah, but then again, you didn't go to the shop yourself and, you know, go in there yourself and get your own shit and get your own toys and shit. So
we went in there together and got some stuff.
Have you went on your own and got some shit that you're going to use and break out?
No, I haven't.
I can't give you the lash. I can't give you. You have to go to the sex store yourself and get some shit.
You got to give me 0.5.
Say what?
You got to give me 0.5. You got to give me 0.5. No,
because I gave out half lashes on the lash. I know. You got to do the whole thing to fill the requirement of getting the lash. So I can't give it to you, Doug. Right. I can't give it to you.
All right.
You got to go to the sex shop yourself and get some shit to use yourself also in order to get that lash. All right?
All right, I got you.
Right, next question. All right. Have you ever had sex in a room with other people watching?
I have fucked with this girl who was part of this damn fucking swingers thing.
Uh-huh.
And she had took me there.
Uh-huh.
And we had it was this girl that was in the room with us.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was her and her dude, but I got to fuck her girl, the other girl, and the dude was fucking the girl that I was messing with.
But y'all were all in the room together, right?
All of them together. That shit was crazy to me. That was the first time I ever did that shit. All
right, so you get the lash. That's one, Doug. All right, that's one. Have you had sex in public where people can catch you out in the open, you know, in a restaurant, you know what I'm saying, in a theater or anything like that?
No, I got one up on, in the beginning when I was in school, I had fucked a girl on the porch of her house. But then the one I did was when I was in the Navy, nigga. I was on the Nicholson. I was a signalman then.
Uh-huh.
And I was on top of the ship, we had our signalman shack where we worked at.
Uh-huh.
We was I was duty that day, and this girl, we had women on our ship, and I fucked the girl inside the shack.
I give it to you because you fucked them at work, and you could have got caught. You get the lash. That's two, Doug. That's two lashes for you. Okay, let's see. Have you ever videotaped yourself fucking and then, you know, look back at it and, like, got off on it? Like, you and the chick look back and y'all fucked while y'all was watching it, or you was beating your dick while you was watching it? Anything like that?
Yeah, we done that. Me and the wife.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, that don't matter who you did it with. You done it. That's three. All right. Do you love oral sex? Now, when I say love oral sex, I'm not talking about just you do it because you're married and that's what you got to do. I'm talking about you actually literally love to eat some pussy. You get off on eating pussy. It turns you on to eat pussy.
Man, I love eating pussy, boy. I try to make that shit squirt if I can. All
right. That's four. All right. Let's see. Do you like fucking chicks up the ass? Do you like when you fucking a chick up the ass?
I've done it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't like it. I don't think it's, you know, I don't look for it. I've done it several times. I don't like it. It ain't a big thing for me to do. It's like too much work.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can't get the last thing, Doug, because you got to do it and like it in order to get the last. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? All these chicks that are taking up the ass, they got to like that shit. You feel me? If you a guy, you fuck a chick up the ass, you got to like fucking a chick up the ass in order to get that notch. So, I'm not going to give it to you. So, you're still at four. Do you lick ass?
If you eat pussy, you lick ass.
Not necessarily. Not a whole bunch of people who eat pussy don't lick ass.
Yeah, it depends on how you lick.
I'm not talking about you licking the pussy. You got so in, you probably went back there and touched that little hole or something.
No, you actually purposely
lick ass.
Yeah, when you're doing 69, you know, you're licking it that way. Hell yeah.
Nah, because you ain't got to lick your ass when you're 69. You don't have to.
I'll lick it.
Okay, that's all I got to say. That's all I got. You got to answer the question, yes or no. All right? That's five. You know what I'm saying? That's five. You know what I'm saying? You have five. You're doing pretty good, man. Seven is not bad. All right? So here we go. Have you ever had group sex? Menage a trois, and I'm talking about everybody, not you in the room fucking and somebody else watching, but menage a trois, everybody fucking everybody in the room, everybody getting it in with more than two people.
I thought it was when I was a little girl. I only did that once, but I had a threesome before, but me and two other girls, but.
But what? Did you do it or not?
I did it, but the one, I told you one with the beginning, when the first question you asked me with the girl, we went to a damn fucking swingers club.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, when you had the threesome or whatever, like, did you fuck her? But were they fucking each other? You feel me? And you
everything,
like, you was fucking her, or you was fucking one, and she was eating the other girl pussy, and then they was both sucking your dick at the same time. All that.
All that.
Okay.
I was sitting in the back while she was licking the pussy, and
right.
One was sitting in my face, I was sucking on my dick. Yeah.
Right. Okay, then that's a notch. You get it. That's six. All right. Let's see where we're at right now. Well, you've got. Let's see, that one, Republican Faces, you did that one. You could possibly get a nine, all right? Have you ever peed on somebody or had somebody pee on you? Golden shower.
I never did that one.
All right, so you never done that one, so you're still at a six. You feel me? Well, you're at a six. You could get an eight, though. You're at a six. Let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, you don't do that one. So you said you don't do that, all right? So, you only got a six. If you could possibly get a seven, Doug. So you said you don't, but you said you don't pee on them, right?
Yeah, hell no. I ain't done that one yet.
Last question, so you can get a seven. You might be able to get a seven with this one. S&M. Have you ever did the S&M with the leather and tied a motherfucker up and had a whip and somebody was spanking somebody with the whip and shit and all that kind of shit?
Well, I'm going to be a six because I ain't never done it. I've been tied up, but I ain't never tied nobody else up before.
You got to have all the props.
Not all that.
No, you never. All right. Well, Doug, you're at a six, which isn't that bad, actually. I mean, if you can get a six on a freaking meter on my show, you still could be considered, you know, a decent length. You feel what I'm saying? You don't necessarily have to go to be a 10, you know. Like I said, if you get a 10 on this fucking freaking meter, you're in the wrong line of work if you're not in porn. You're getting paid for that shit.
I hear you, nigga. I hear you.
All right, dog. Thanks for calling the show. I got some more calls. I got to get to them.
Hold it down, homie.
All right. And the long-awaited Key is on the line. Key, thanks for calling the show and patience. Rasmus Rogers next, 713 is next. After that, 678 after that. I got a private call on the line. You guys hang on. I'm going to get to everybody. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Michigan girl and Shay have 10. I reluctantly gave Shay 10, but I gave it to her. I gave it to her. They have 10. I wonder
well,
where.
I'm at an unfair advantage, really.
Well, you're at an unfair advantage?
Yes. Yes.
What kind of
disadvantage? I'm at an unfair disadvantage. I'm sorry.
You had an unfair disadvantage? What do you mean?
Yes. Because I don't masturbate, so a lot of these won't even apply, even though I've done like.
No. The only one. No. Masturbation does not hinder you from getting.
No, you said that you play with your toys frequently.
No.
I use them, but not frequently.
No. If you don't use them frequently, that's all good. But do you use your toys with other people? You can still, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Do you go to the sex shop?
All right. Okay. Well, let's get to it.
Episode 150. First question, Key. We'll go to that one off the top. Do you go to the sex store to buy sex toys and use them with yourself and other people? You know, so you let
yes.
you use your sex
yes.
toy with somebody else.
Yes.
You do that? Okay. One notch already. All right. Let's see how far Key's going to get. I don't know. She likes to do people, I heard. I don't know. She might try and get in. All right. So, next question. Have you ever had sex in public to where you can get caught in the
yep.
Okay. You said that really fast. You see. Where at? In the movie theater? In the car?
Yeah,
in the
movie theater, car. Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. Out in the open, the restaurant.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay. That's two. All right. Three. Have you ever had sex in the room with somebody else watching?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Now, that's three. All right. That's three. Four. Have you ever videotaped yourself and look back at it and got off on it while you was like, you know what I'm saying, videotape yourself having sex and you liked it. You watching it back and, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
You playing with yourself or you and the person.
See, now I'm at a disadvantage
yourself, but look at it while you fucking the other person.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Okay. That's four. That's four. All right. That's already four. She's answered everything so far. Do you love to give oral sex? Do you love? Now I think you love.
I like
to suck it. Get off on sucking dick.
I love it. They be telling me too. They be telling me like, ooh, I can tell you love doing that. Yeah, I love it.
You sound like you might really love it.
Five
on the freakometer. Do you take it up the ass? Do you like it?
Yes.
Why you said that so quiet? Yes. Why you said that all quiet?
I should get two, because if Shay can get one for taking a little one, I should maybe get two for taking a big one.
You get the knot. You know what I'm saying? Yours simply isn't up for debate. If you take a big dick up the ass. You took a big one up the ass?
I took it too. I was talking shit. No pun intended. I was talking shit while I was taking it.
Damn. Ah. Woo!
Right.
She's a trooper. All right. Do you lick ass?
Yep.
Seven.
For the men, they can't be talking about the men. They can't be talking about no play. They got to be talking about spread the ass cheeks apart and put your face in there and lick it.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, if any of you motherfuckers have any misconceptions about what the fuck I'm talking about, and I need to take back some of your lashes, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. We ain't talking about just going down there and kissing a little bit and come right back up. No, do you fucking lick ass? And you say yes, right?
Yes.
Damn it, man. Now it's going to get tough. You got three more to get to.
I'm not going to make it.
You're not going to make it. Yes. We shall see. Girl, oh girl. You ever fuck a girl?
Mm-hmm.
I can't. What'd you say?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You have fucked a girl. What kind of. How did you fuck a girl? What did you do? What happened?
I did everything.
You did. Whoa. Stop. What you mean you did everything?
I mean, we had a toy and everything.
You had a toy?
Mm-hmm.
Did you eat pussy?
Yes.
Oh! You did not answer that the last freak-o-meter. Now I really have questions. Mm-hmm. But that would be a 9.
Yes. Oh, I might make it. Okay. I might make it.
Yeah. You know what? I got some calls to make after this fucking show. Got some calls to make after the show. Next question. Group sex?
Yes.
Wait a minute. How the hell did you get to that? Hold on a second. 1,
you
2,
miscalculated something.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. That's 9 right
eight.
There.
Okay.
That's 9 right there. Yeah. That's 9. Because you couldn't possibly have 9 already without me asking you the last
two. Yeah, all the questions.
You feel me? Yeah. So that's 9. I miscalculated. That's 9 right there. You got 9. That's a 9. That's a 9 on the freaking meter, ladies and gentlemen. Wait a minute, though. Because you also answered no to that question on the last freaking meter.
I remember.
Oh, yeah. Calls will be made after this motherfucking show. Calls will be made after this motherfucking show, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Because you didn't answer that question the same, nor did someone else on this phone answer these two questions the same on the last freaking meter. Both of y'all answered
that. It might just be a coincidence. We might just have some freaking moments.
You're right. I'm just saying. I'm gonna call Sidebar and ask a couple questions. That's all. You know what I'm saying? I got to know, nigga. I got to know. Next question. I can't believe you said you ate pussy.
Yeah,
I got to talk to you.
I'll be like Ruby. I'm like, I did it better than this one.
Ruby has hit the number one because she really, that's the fucking number one. Since you done said that you ate pussy, she just hitting the number one and hitting the number. I'm gonna let you talk to her, baby. Calm down. You know what I'm saying? So we'll get to that. Have you ever peed on somebody? Have you ever given anybody a golden shower?
No. Somebody asked me to, but no, I didn't do it.
No, you didn't do it. You never let nobody pee on you, have you?
Ew, no.
Okay. Oh, well, you're at a 9 right now. Can you break the 10? Bondage, S&M bondage. Have you ever did it? I mean, the whole 9 now. Whips, leather.
What if it wasn't a leather suit? What if it was like just all over, like spandex, like body suit? What if it wasn't leather?
Was somebody tied up with something in their mouth where they couldn't scream and being pain being inflicted upon them?
And blindfolded, so they ain't never know what I was gonna do.
And you was inflicting pain on them also.
Yeah, pain is pleasure.
10.
Okay, I didn't think I was gonna make it for real.
You made it. That's the last one. You got the last one. You said you. I don't know, cause I really want people to have the whole get up before I give them the S&M tied up shit. But you said you tied.
But you gotta remember, I'm like super thick. They don't make leather that I can just get in. So I just went with the regular cotton spandex.
Okay,
know,
all right.
All
you're
over
right.
Cat suit things.
Yeah. I'll give it to you though. Key, Shay, Michigan girl, all 10s on the freaking meter. Oh, and Ruby Candy. All K100 women, of course. That's how we do it over here, man. 347-934-0966. Welcome if you listen to the show for the first time on the phone lines. Thanks for tuning in. This is K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzon. We got to hurry up and jump to the rest of these callers. Key and Michigan Girl have added notches to this fucking... I got to talk to them. Ruby.
Yes.
Did you hear what Key just said?
Key, I'm so
yes.
disappointed.
Oh, that it wasn't yours. I'm sorry.
I'm like, what?
That it wasn't your pussy I ate.
Oh my God. I mean, come on now. Hey, I thought you didn't even do girls. You know what?
Well,
y'all pay 100
well,
women. We're
going
to talk in the sidebar. We're going to talk in the sidebar.
What had happened was.
What had happened was. I sleep butt naked with a woman. I slept butt naked with a woman.
Stay tuned to the after party.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Stand by. It's going to get crazy. All right, Rasta Rawls, what's happening, homie? D713.
What up?
Man, you hit his K100 rim, man, off the motherfucking chain, man. Off the chain.
I started something in the group.
I got to go to the group page. Hold on. Yeah, because I see 10 fucking shits in the group, you know what I'm saying? Aw, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all off the chain. All right, episode 150. The homie Raspy Rawls on the line. Raspy, what you think
you're going to get? I'm going to cut it short for you since you got somebody calling. Check it out. I'm a pleaser. To start out with, I'm a pleaser. So whatever it takes to please a woman. Licking pussy? Shit, I think I'm probably the number one in the world.
Hold on. I'm gonna add your nice stuff. You still gotta have an official score. I'll go through them fast for you. So number one, you love eating pussy, right?
Yeah.
You love eating pussy. That's one. All right.
Yeah.
Do you like fucking chicks up the ass?
Yeah.
Huh? That's two. All right. Do you lick ass?
But of course.
That's three. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever had sex in the room with other people watching?
But of course.
Four, have you ever had sex in a public place where you could get caught in the bathroom, in the movie theater, anything like that?
But of course.
Five, have you ever videotaped yourself fucking and watched it back?
I damn near video every sexual encounter.
Six.
I go out of my bed.
You sound like me. Number four, you know what I'm saying? I got a stack of them. Group sex, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a menage a trois, orgy, anything like that?
Yeah, you know that.
Seven? That's seven. Do you go to the sex shop and get sex toys and then use them with the chicks and shit like that?
Well, I stay at a sex shop. If you with me and we ride and I see a sex shop, guess what? I hope we ain't in no rush.
Eight on the freaking meter for the homie. Have you ever taking a golden shower or giving one? Have you ever peed in some?
Now look, I'm like old boss, I'm working on that, but look, check this out. You know how your dick be sensitive.
Uh-huh.
But I had this one chick who wouldn't stop, and I kept telling her stop.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Stop, my dick is, I'm sensitive, you know what I'm saying? I got a piss. She just kept going till her mouth was full, and then she hopped on. That was like the greatest nut I ever had in my life.
So wait a minute, you bust the nut and pissed in the mouth at the same time?
How about nutted? She kept going. She kept sucking, she swallowed, and kept going.
Uh-huh.
You know your dick is sensitive. And you know sometimes, you know, there's a difference between a man having a nut and a man having an orgasm. I don't know if people know that. It's a difference between a man busting a nut and a man having an orgasm. But you know how you have that orgasm.
So you pissed in her mouth? You pissed in her mouth?
Yeah.
I can't give you the last for the golden shower, but that shit was funny. Last one, you might be able though, Raspy, to get a 9, which is the highest that a guy should be able to get on his freaking meter. Of course, I'm a full fledged 9. I've done everything except I've got a full fledged 9. You feel me on the show? So that's my score. If anybody's wondering, of course, if you know me, you know the answer to that shit. Last one, have you ever done the S&M bondage, tie motherfucker up with the leather and the whips and all that shit?
Man, you got me over your reminisce. Then I got a new sex slave. I got a chick that just told me she want to be my slave.
Wow.
I can't wait to get my hands on her.
That's a 9, homie, which for guys is top notch. Let me see if I'm going to pay 100 men. Hey, homie, thanks for calling into the show. Let me jump to this next caller. I got a couple more actions. All right. Thanks, homie. 713, you on the air, K100.
What up, Blizz? It's H-Town's finest Fifth Ward, Texas Lions Ave. Hey, Jesus.
What up, homie? AKA what's happening? Thanks for calling the show. Hey, AJ, what's back up in the building. You feel me, fam, Biz? What's happening, homie?
What's up with it?
All right, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Episode 150. The Freaking Meter. All right? That's where we're at with
it. Yeah,
and as you know, how we work in the show is we're giving out lashes for each one of these questions. And to get a 10 on the Freaking Meter today is, that's actually top notch. You feel me? The guys should only get a 9. A 9 is a top notch for the guys because the girls get to get an extra one and get 10 if they've done girl on girl. You feel what I'm saying? All right? And so hopefully they haven't done guy on guy. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And so you can't get that notch. But you could potentially, you feel me, get up to a 9 if you're a guy. You know what I'm saying? So here we go. Number one, do you go to the sex shops to visit the sex shops, get toys, and get things out of the sex shop and use them with women?
Yes.
Number one. All right. What do you, by the way, what do you get just offhand? What do you like to use?
Well, offhand, you know, I might go ahead and answer the other question in advance because I'm a pussy eater and I love eating pussy. So I got to be a vibrating tongue joint. The tongue bullet that go around your tongue.
Uh-huh.
I got one of them motherfuckers.
Oh, right. I don't even have one of those. Am I slipping? I'm slipping. I don't have one because I don't need one. Like I feel like my face is so fucking fire, I really don't need it. But I think I might go get
one. I'm cold with it too, man, but I'm telling you, man, that should take it to another level, though.
I think I'm going to go get me one of those. Why is Keith smashing the number one off that comment? Yes, Keith. Yes,
Keith,
you want to say?
What aisle is that on?
I don't have one. I got mine
from the front counter right next to my lighter when I got my lighter.
Which store was it? I'm on the ace, man.
It's called the tongue bullet. You know what I'm saying?
To get a good one, the middle one, it's going to cost you about $20. But to get one that's priceless, those are priceless. It ain't about $9. You people are out of control. All right, Keith. Golly. Jesus. I don't know why he's on here. I knew what she wanted to know. So let's go to the next one, homie. That's one. All right. Have you had sex in the room with other people watching?
Yes.
Yes, okay. The second one. Have you had sex out in public where people can catch you, like in a public restaurant or in a movie theater or anything like that?
Many times.
That's three. Do you love to give oral sex? I mean, really love to eat some pussy.
Fucking right. My baby got it. She got to come first before I even stick the dick in her, so that's automatic.
That's four. Do you like fucking chicks up the ass?
Fucking right.
That's five. Do you lick ass?
Yes, I do.
I'm talking about spreading cheeks.
I'm talking about going from the pussy to the kiss to ass, all that. I'm talking all around.
That's six. You know what I'm saying? That's six. Have you ever had group sex? A menage a trois, a threesome, an orgy, anything like that?
My 21st birthday, I had an orgy in the apartment. It was chicks in every room.
Damn. All right. That's seven. Have you ever videotaped yourself having sex and then played it back?
Yeah. Like, maybe about, the last time I did it was maybe about 3 or 4 days ago.
Damn. Wasn't that long for me either. Right along. You know what I'm saying? Hey. You're at eight, homie. All right.
Yeah.
The next two questions are pretty tough for the guys. Have you ever had or given a golden shower?
Nah, I can't dig pissing on nobody, and I damn sure don't want a motherfucker pissing on me.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's the hard one. That's the one that's hard to get. You feel me? For the guys, no guys ever get that one. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? Actually, guys, you can get a 10. Because I got 11 questions, guys. You can get a 10. A girl can get like an 11. They can get the extra. But so far, we haven't had anybody get an 11. Because actually 11 questions, all right? So guys can actually get a 10. But I don't have a 10 because I've never did the golden shower shit, so I can't. I'm a 9. You feel me? So
I can't respect nobody after I piss on them. I'm sorry.
You can't respect them?
No, fuck no.
I mean, some people know that's a level. That's just another level of freakiness that you're not on,
hey,
bro.
I'm sorry.
Some men might say they can't respect the chick if they let them fuck them in the ass. You know what I'm saying? Some people say that. You feel me?
Yes, they do.
You're right. So it's just another level of freakiness that you just haven't reached. That's just that simple. That's why I call it the freakometer. How freaky are you? You know what I'm saying? Because millions of people read that shit and love it. You know what I'm saying? And love it.
All
right. So the next question, last question for you, and you might be able to bust a 9 with this one. Have you did the S&M shit, the bondage shit?
Well, man, I didn't have sex in the sex chair. I didn't have sex in the sex wing. I didn't tie the chick up, but I've never been tied to you. And ain't no leather shit, no whipping me or choking me or no none of that shit like that.
Yeah, you
got
to
have. Maybe I get a half a whip or a piece of a whip. Or I don't fucking know. Maybe
nah,
I don't get the
nah, 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 nah. You gotta do all that to get the S&M one. So you don't have it, but dog, you got an 8. And 8 is fucking high as hell on the freakometer. You are a motherfucking freak. 8 is high. If a guy gets an 8 on the freakometer, he handles his business. You feel what I'm saying? Because those are some tough questions. Those are some tough questions. Hey, thanks for hanging on as long as you did. You feel me? I know you was on the line for a minute, but I had a lot of callers this show, and everybody always call in for the sex shit. You already know how the lines be off the chain. You feel what I'm saying? All right, but thanks for calling in. Thanks for participating in episode 150, The Freaking Meter. AJ's official score, ladies and gentlemen, at 8. Next caller on the show, a private caller. Private caller, what's popping?
Hold up, wait a goddamn minute. It's Miss Peaches, baby.
Where the hell your ass damn been? Where you been, Charlie? I thought you left me. I thought you abandoned me, Charlie.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
I ain't heard your ass since way before episode 100. You weren't even here for the damn 100. Where the hell you been? You don't got love.
I've been listening. I just haven't been able to call in.
Okay, all right. But you're calling in now. I'm pretty sure this particular episode got your attention. Episode 150.
I forgot to tell you. I got a special guest on the phone with me.
You got a guest on the phone with you? What's up? Who's that?
This is Linda. Linda Carter.
What's up? Dang, you don't call the whole government name?
AKA Wonder Woman.
Why don't call the government name? She might want to ask some freaking shit.
Hey, AKA Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Well, we got Wonder Woman and Miss Peaches on the line. Uh-huh. Hold on, ladies. Let me go ahead and jump into these questions. Let me give out this disclaimer. Listen, everybody. Everybody, listen up. Pay attention. I got 2 minutes left on the live web portion of the show. If you want to continue for the rest of this episode, which we're going to go into an overtime, an after party, and we're going to open up the phone lines and let everybody talk to everybody, you've got to be on the phone line. So, therefore, you've got about 2 minutes and counting to dial 347-934-0966. If you're not on the phone lines, if you're listening to me on the internet and you're not on the phones, the internet show is only scheduled for 8 to 10 o'clock, and it stops and it cuts you out at 10 p.m. So if you want to participate in the rest of the show, ask some questions, get questions, be a part of the open forum, you got to dial 347-934-0966. You got 1 minute, under 1 minute. You got about 50 seconds. 347-934-0966. Now I'm going to get ready and go ahead to Miss Peaches, and that's the last time I'm going to say this number. 347-934-0966. You must be on the phone lines in order to participate in the third hour of the show, all right? And here we go. Miss Peaches, what's popping? I see you 903 in your neck. All right, Peaches, what's popping? All right, let's go. Wonder Woman, would you like to answer some questions too, baby?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm both
want to answer questions.
I'm tag teaming both of y'all. We finna have a little threesome.
Let's make it happen.
All right, so I got Peaches and Wonder Woman. I'm gonna ask them both questions at the same time, and you ladies answer for each one. First question is for both of you ladies. Peaches, you answer first, and then Wonder Woman. All right. Do y'all go to the sex shops and get sex toys? And you have to get the sex toys. And do you have to use the sex toy with somebody else, not just yourself? You have to use the sex toy on another person. All right. Do you do that?
Oh, hell yeah.
What about you, Wonder Woman?
I mean,
I keep a cock ring for all my niggas. I keep a cock ring for every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, dude. Everybody got a cock ring. And they got a name for it.
Everybody got the cock ring with Wonder Woman.
Uh-huh.
You must, in fact, have a cock ring. Okay.
Yes. With vibrate. With vibrate.
All right. I'm going to get me a tongue thing they just said.
I
don't
have
one of those. I have one. I got something like one of those already, kind of, sort of. You feel me?
Okay.
I haven't used the tongue one, though. I'm going to get one. I just feel like I push it so good, I don't need it, but maybe I'm being a little cocky. I'm going to go and get one and see if I can really just, I mean, I'm already so fired with it, I don't know, I don't want to kill nobody. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to kill nobody. But okay, I'll try it, ladies. I'll get back with y'all one of these episodes and tell you how it popped off. All right, next question. Do you love, and I mean, do you love to suck a dick? Do you love oral sex?
Oh.
Do you get off on sucking dick? Do your pussy get wet and hot from you giving oral sex? Like you come from that shit.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yep.
Love to suck dick.
Okay, what about you, Wonder Woman?
I love sucking dick, but you gotta look up at that nigga and wink your ass. You doing your wink is out there. He knows it's good. I love sucking the piss while I'm doing it too.
Okay.
I love it. They look up at me. They be looking up at me, then that shit.
That's
they got right. They be having that shit. They be kind of look, gagging a little bit. And they be going down. They be looking at me like, God damn, nigga. I be, that shit be turning on like a mother. Love that shit. Love it. Okay, next question. They're going to get tougher, ladies. All right. So far, so that's one question. Have you ever had sex in a room with someone else? Now, for this particular question, no one had to actually be fucking the other people. But if you got to be fucking somebody and somebody else fucking somebody and y'all all in the room, like, all they got to do is look their head to the side and see you sucking a dick or see you riding a dick or whatever.
Hell yeah, as a matter of fact, the funny shit is, that's the type of shit you used to go down when you were young, when everybody couldn't afford to get their own room. So a lot of motherfuckers had to be in the same shit.
Yeah.
And y'all was getting it in.
You're right. What about you, Wonder Woman?
Definitely, yes.
Okay.
Love it.
You love it, okay. Let's see how much you love, okay? Have you ever had sex in a public place, like a restaurant, bathroom, at the movies, suck the nigga dick at the movies with people in there in the back aisle, anything like that, in a public place where you could get caught?
Hell yeah. That's the shit that, let me tell you, with me, the first couple of questions, that's hell yeah to all that shit. That's the regular shit.
That's the regular shit. I mean, that's why I'm starting off light with the questions, you feel what I'm saying? What about you, Wonder Woman?
You know, y'all agree with Miss Peaches. All
right.
This stuff is elementary. I'm grown. These are grown folks. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you say that. There's a lot of grown people who don't do this shit, though. Let's keep
going. Yeah, but they need to get on. They need to get with it. I'm telling you, life ain't promised to you every day. You got to make this happen.
Right. All right. So far, you ladies got four lashes. Let's get into the shit. All right. Have you ever had group sex? Have any of y'all ever had a menage a trois or an orgy?
I have.
Who is that, Miss Peaches?
That's Miss Peaches. I haven't
okay.
did it yet.
You haven't did it yet?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you
but
can't get that back.
I want to do it. It turns me on.
It.
I like
yeah.
watching other folks do it. I just ain't never did it.
Okay, what about you, Wonder Woman?
Group sex is a nice thing. It's just really, it's when you grown, you just free, you know, free spirit and you enjoy yourself. You got, like I say again, you have one life to live. You got to enjoy your life. All y'all squares listening, get on it and have a little fun.
There you go. I love it. This is a question that's tight specific to the ladies. This is why the ladies can have actually one notch greater than the men. Wonder Woman, you got five. Miss Peaches, you stuck at four because you haven't done group sex yet. For both of you ladies, have you ever had girl-on-girl sex?
Oh, you know what? I ain't never ate no pussy, but I strapped on a strap-on and fucked the shit out of this bitch one time. I had her ass bouncing and shit, hair fucking, yeah, sucking the fucking dildo and shit, all that.
But you didn't really eat the pussy. Did she eat your pussy?
Yeah, she ate my pussy.
I'm going to give it to you, because she ate your pussy and you fucked her with a strap-on, even though... You know what I'm saying? You really...
But the only reason... Let me tell you. See, I don't really do females like that. And the only reason I didn't... fuck her... I didn't eat her pussy. It's because she ate me first, and I came, and I was sort of like through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was done. I was like, yeah, shit.
Damn. All right.
I'm good.
Okay. All right.
The three of them gone. Okay, bitch.
All right. Well, I still give you the last for that. You have five. What about you, Wonder Woman? You have, right?
I never did a woman. I'm not interested in women, but I love everything about
it. So when you had the group sex, when you had group sex, would you like had two guys pounding you at the same time?
I took two niggas. I took one in the front, one in the back.
All right, that's still kind of.
It was wonderful.
That's the kind of, I'm giving that up as group sex because, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You feel me? You took two dudes at the same time, so I will give you group sex for that one. But you don't get girl on girl. So now y'all tied. Now y'all back tied, all right? Y'all back, both at five apiece. What about taking it up the ass, ladies? Do y'all take it up the ass?
Hell yeah. I have. Hell yeah.
Yeah? Y'all like it?
Anybody got flat booty?
Y'all heard that, ladies. All you ladies with flat asses, take it up the ass to help scrub you up a little bit. All right. Okay, so the next question. Do you lick ass?
You know what? Only certain asses can be licked.
Do you lick ass?
I have licked ass. Yes, I have.
All right. Dude, that's all I need. Everybody's ass ain't lickable. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? But if you do it, you do it. I'm talking about spread the cheeks, lick it. You know what I'm saying? What about you, Wonder Woman?
I lick ass. That ass got to be shaved. I need the ball shaved. I need your hair licked.
Okay.
Don't be with no hair on your ass. I love lick ass, but I like clean ass.
Okay.
Give me clean ass. Don't give me no hairy, nappy hair, ball, some damn nappy hair. I don't need all that.
All right, so both of y'all are at seven, right? Both of y'all are at seven. All right, have either of you videotaped yourselves fucking and then look back at it?
Oh yeah,
I did that shit in high school.
Damn. All right, you know what I'm saying?
She did it with one of the big ass camcorder, you know, the kind you call yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Been
did that.
You got to put it on a tripod.
Did you do it, Peaches? You said you did it too.
Uh-huh.
All right, so both of y'all are at eight right now. These last two questions are pretty tough, but y'all both actually get a 10 on the freaking media if y'all actually answer yes to the next two questions, but they're tough ones. Golden showers. Have any of you ever peed on somebody or let somebody pee on you?
Definitely.
What you say? Did you say definitely?
Look. I'm sitting in the car in the rain. I'm finna go do it right now. I just can't go in yet raining. I'm gonna go get pissed on as soon as I go in there. I love getting pissed on. Pee on me, please. And that little boy that said something a little while ago. Look, like you need to up your game. You need to pee on that girl. If you come on, you can pee on the nigga. I ain't saying just sit there watering the pee. You take lay your ass in the shower. Let that nigga pee just enough, not quite in your mouth, but just on your chin, just a little. Let that nigga think he's gonna pee there. Turn him on. Get pee on.
Damn it, man.
No, I don't do the golden showers. It's Miss Peaches.
Okay.
I don't do the golden showers.
All right, you still stuck at eight. Wonder Woman is at nine. She might hit a 10
on
the freaking meter. Damn. Okay, she's still, even without girl on girl, she's still at a nine. Well, last question then. She might be able to, Peaches, you can get a nine and she can get a 10. Bondage, S&M bondage. I'm talking about the whips, the chains, the leather, the tying up, the gagging, the beating with the whip, the whole shit. Bondage.
I ain't never been with no nigga let me do that shit. And them niggas be like, hell nah.
Okay,
yeah.
What about you, Wonder Woman?
I done been tied up.
Nah, not just
y'all know that count.
Nah, not just simply tied up. I'm talking about the truth, the real S&M shit. What about you, Wonder Woman?
All I see is cops around. Somebody the cops, somebody the rocks.
But have you tied him up and beat him with a damn whip and shit?
Damn right. Beat the hell out of
him. She nasty like that.
Wonder Woman Linda is a 10 on the freaking meter. Peaches, though, you have a very admirable, and a very admirable 8. That's good. That is good also. 8 is very good on my freaking meter.
Thank you. I like
the Academy. Please stay on the line because I'm pretty sure people want to talk to you about the golden shower and that whole experience because you're the only person tonight that actually said.
She's the only person that admitted it.
Maybe you're right about that, but like I said, If you can admit to the rest of the shit on the show, if you can admit to eating somebody's pussy and you're a chick, then I don't see how you can leave out pissing on somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody think pissing on somebody is nasty. They like, oh, hell no. But, you know, they know niggas like a bitch. They eat some pussy every now and then. You know, that freaky shit.
Yep.
But they pissing, they sort of shame on that.
Nah, I wouldn't put a shame on it. I just never done it. I'm keeping it 100. I've never had a chick that was cool enough to let me try that shit. I've never actually asked a chick to let me pee on them anyway, though. But you feel what I'm saying? But I've never had a chick say piss on me. Like, you know, I have to answer no to that. You feel me? I've never done
it.
You
know what I'm saying? This dude wanted me to pee on
you, right? I don't want to see. That's some shit you don't just fucking do, Wonder Woman. Now, you're trying to get me goddamn cut. You know what I'm saying? You don't just piss on the motherfucker. So I know that shit cool. You feel what I'm saying? And I've never brung it up. You know what I'm saying? So I haven't.
She might be scared for you to bring it up. You ain't bringing it up. She ain't bringing it up. I just don't, you know, that ain't my thing.
Okay.
So, but this dude asked me to pee on him one time, and I was going to do the shit. I really was going to do it. I was like, oh, hell no. Nah. This motherfucker want me to pee on him. Okay. I couldn't pee.
It wouldn't come out, would it?
It wouldn't come out. Oh, my God, damn.
You're about to pee on the person. You're about to pee on a person. You went on toilet. Your pussy, your pee hole was like, bitch, what you doing?
It wouldn't come out. I was like, damn. My opportunity.
Hilarious. Fucking hilarious. All right, I got 903, and I think that was the only person who hasn't talked, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines for the open forum. 903, you're on the air with K100. What's popping?
Oh, no, honey, it's me. My phone is dead, so I have to call my cell phone.
Oh, okay, all right. So that's Ruby Candy. So, okay, so looks like everybody else on the phone line has talked. So, you know what that means. After the party, it's the after party, you dig? I'm getting ready to open up everybody's phone lines, okay? I need for you guys to mute your backgrounds. If you've got, like, the kids playing in the background, or if you like at work or something, then go on your phone and hit mute so I can't hear all that background shit, because I open up all the mics. Now, if your mic is, if you got a lot of background noise and shit going on, I'll come back and mute it. But this is the open forum part of the show where I open up everybody's mics and you guys can talk to each other, not just talk to me. All right, this is called the after party part of the show. And so, like, if you don't want to talk or whatever, you feel me, you know, I have a standing rule that I'm actually going to hang up on you guys if you really don't want to talk in the after party, because, you know, I really don't like people who sit around and just listen to the after party, because it gets really wild up in this motherfucker. So this is the part where you actually supposed to engage, you know, take turns, try not to talk over everybody. I will moderate. And if you hear this sound, shut the fuck up, please. That means everybody's talking over everybody and it sounds like shit and no one can hear shit. Okay. But so far we've got about 10 people. We got 11 people still on the line, which makes for a good after party. I don't like it when I have like 20 people still on the line for the after party, because then the shit never goes good because everybody's trying to out talk everybody. But right now, Michigan Girl, Raspy Rawls, Shay, Peaches and Wanda, Key, El Panama, 44441, Private Caller, and Ruby Candy is on the line. All right. Welcome everybody to the show.
Oh, that's my phone. That's my other line.
Which one? The private line?
Yeah, just in case somebody get hung up and I can call them back.
All right, so I just keep that one on mute then, so we don't need
that's
to. All right,
the line.
That's the back.
This is some new shit. I ain't called since y'all been doing this.
Right.
I know, Peaches. Where you been, Miss Peaches?
Girl, Miss Peaches has been doing some things, honey. Well, I see all
the
girls
all right.
feeling tech. Let's see how the girls feeling tech.
Right. So, everybody, the floor is open. Anybody want to ask anybody anything? Or anybody want to discuss the freaker meter? Is anybody surprised that anybody else has scored?
Hell no. I'm not going to ask women. They don't get all kind of shit.
We freak for real.
I got one question.
Go ahead, Raph.
Who's going to be my roommate on the cruise?
Oh, yeah, Peaches, we're going on a K100 cruise, by the way, just in case. We all going on a cruise.
Oh, yeah, we don't know who's roommate. We was waiting to get a final head count. No pun intended.
Yeah, everybody's got to actually pay before I start picking a roommate.
I
want to
count some heads.
Wow. I'm about to do shit.
We got to stop to a sex store on our way.
Oh no, Brent,
I'm
on the
way. I'm on the way.
We don't want none of that shit y'all to use already. We're going to get all brand new shit.
Whatever. I got stuff in the package.
Do you have a brand new dick? Okay, then.
You got to stand by.
I had to get a couple bags.
That's what they got toy clean up for. That's what they got toy clean up for.
Thank you.
You ain't bringing no new dick, you day. Hey.
It's going to be brand new.
Ain't no virgins going on this cruise, so everything been used before. I'm just saying.
Do y'all think that Shay should have gotten that? Do y'all think that Shay should have gotten that?
Oh my God.
Up the ass.
Okay. This is the question. Like,
make
you
have
really,
to prove it to you.
Even with the little one,
oh,
even
okay.
with the, what you call medium, when you really taking it, when you taking it, like,
right.
really taking it.
Right.
Honey, it was more than
like
one
throwing it back. Like,
so it was
when you
yeah.
throw it back, you gotta throw it back to be really taking it. Like, you gotta.
You're taking it like it's a pussy.
It
like, you're really taking that motherfucker there, not squirming and squeezing and to hold up, stop, and pushing the nigga off.
You
know,
squeezing when you first put it in. Once you get it in now.
Look, I'm
gonna
have to photograph myself to prove y'all.
If you want to watch that, she like it, then that makes you get her last.
I gave it to her. She hit it then. She got the last.
It's bad when coming from it ain't even enough no more. You got to prove the folks. But y'all want me to bring y'all a little cup next time so I can, like, kiss you?
You so crazy.
Damn it, man.
About a 15-second video and posted in the pub.
I'm putting a little cup down there and catch some juice, and I'm going to send a drop to everybody and be like, this is the result.
This is my question right here. I want to ask Keith. She said she's eating some pussy in between last episode and this episode.
That was almost a year ago.
Okay, so that means within the last year you've eaten some pussy. So that's the point. The point is, you feel me? How was it good? Did you like it?
Yeah, I'm a pleaser. And I already knew my tongue was like good anyway.
How did you know that? You never ate pussy before.
Yeah, but I still know how to work my tongue regardless. Whether it takes,
did she
I mean,
come?
You can work it with a man.
Did she
yes.
come?
Yes.
Really?
Did you swallow?
Yes.
Swallow.
Yes.
Swallow.
Look, I don't have sex. Whatever I'm going to do it 1,000%.
You get all kinds
you
of
that. You just didn't and rub your stomach after you like you was full.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Ruby, did you hear that, Ruby? Ruby.
Yeah, I like that.
Rudy,
no, I'm not playing with myself. I was trying to look up something for my mom. And that's
I was looking something up for her, the Bible. Hang up. I'm muting you, Ruby. I'm going to mute you.
She's going to hell because of Ruby.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
She's going to hell because she reads the Bible while we're talking about this.
Thank
Lord,
you.
Lord, have mercy.
Dicks and pussies and juice, and she up there trying to read a scripture. Bless her heart.
No, I wasn't.
Ruby, you
picked
the most opportune time to do the bad thing.
No, she's trying to get ready for her sermon tomorrow, and she asked me to look up something so she can do it. Ruby is muted until she stops looking up scripture. Go ahead, who's that? Miss Peaches.
I want to say something about Michigan girl. The last time I was on the phone, y'all wasn't trying her out. The last time I was on the phone, the girl was licking at no dick, man, no face. She didn't want to hear none of that shit. Y'all are trying to
talk
her out.
You
want to experience that shit.
So Michigan girl.
Yes.
The things that changed with you was you said that you've been in a threesome now, so for group sex. So what happened?
You said you've been in group sex.
She done did all the other shit too to go with it because I didn't take no with it in group sex.
On the last freaking meter, you did not say yes to group sex. I remember that, but you said yes to group sex tonight. What happened? What went down?
Obviously, group sex.
What happened?
That's what went down.
What happened? Like, did you like have a threesome, a group, an orgy, or a trapeze, or what happened? I don't know. What happened?
It was a threesome. I said this when you were questioning me the first time. You see, you just so shocked. You are awesome.
Was it a threesome with two dudes, or you a girl and a dude?
Me, a girl, and a dude.
So who did it with two
dudes? The girl on the phone, Wonder Woman, did it with two dudes, right? Wonder Woman?
Yeah, Wonder Woman gone, get her some dick, so she gone out the line.
Yeah. She said she did it with two dudes. You feel me? She said she was sucking a dick. She was sucking a dick, and one was sitting in the back. But Michigan girl, you thought she was over, but it's not. Michigan girl. I'm back over here. So you had group sex or whatever. Did you, you know what I'm saying? You got your pussy ate by a girl and you fucked the chick. You said you had girl on girl since then, too.
I'm loving my girl.
Huh, what?
Girl.
Huh, what?
Cat got a
tongue.
Hey,
our tongue got a cat.
Hold up. Let her answer. What were you about to say?
What happened was.
Okay. Well.
What was your question?
All I asked you was what happened. You know, how did the girl on girl experience go for you? Was it good? Did you like it?
Yeah, it was my first time, so it was different, but it was good. It was enjoyable.
Would you do it again?
I feel like it better the second time.
Would you do it again?
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Would you do it again?
I said yeah.
Oh, okay. I want to officially throw my hat in the ring for anybody who wants to do any kind of threesomes with anybody. Blissom is volunteering my services. I'm volunteering my dick out for that.
I'm volunteering
my dick out for services.
You used to get mad for people volunteering your stuff. Now you just gonna volunteer.
I know. I can volunteer my own dick out. Other people was volunteering out my dick. You can't volunteer out my dick. This is my dick. I volunteer my own dick out. Okay, that's what
so
I have.
What about your tongue? You gonna volunteer that out too when you get one?
That come with a dick, baby. That come with a dick. They attack.
Okay, well, I'm
bringing the tongue vibrator.
Okay, well, I'm sign up for Keela's too.
Hey, you find out how much that thing costs.
Yes, hey, what's the best? You say you signed up?
I'm gonna sign up for Keela's. I might need to sign up.
Put
for
me on the bullet payment plan. Thank you very much.
Cute.
I guess I'll go buy about 5 or 6 tons.
Wow, y'all are.
We got soap and water. Just rinse it off with a little mouthwash.
We good. And buy different colors.
From the spring. Okay, well, I want a purple one, man. If you're going to get different
purple,
colors.
I'm going to get all different colors.
Hey, Keith. Do you really like sucking dick? I that's a question somebody asked.
Man,
do you
let me
really
tell
like sucking
something.
Dick?
Don't be quiet.
I love it. I love the reaction. I love the whole thing. I love to look at them and just watch them squirm and try not to get off. They be squirm like girls and stuff. Like, right.
Okay.
Yes,
I love
it.
Like a
dick. I love it.
Someone, like I said. When they look at you, they be like, when they say I can tell you love doing that, that's when you know. Girl, I be looking at that thing like, ooh, you just don't know.
Let me ask you this. Did you have that same kind of passion when you was eating the pussy?
Mm-hmm.
You did? You had the same kind of passion for eating the pussy.
Yep.
So you was
no
rocking it, Miss Key.
No head stepping.
Wow.
Let me ask you something, Key. So when you was eating, Key, when you was eating her pussy, did it make your pussy wet?
Ah, that's a good question.
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
What is it?
Because
oh,
I don't know, when I was
okay,
fucking that bitch
sure
with that shit fucking
I'm pretty
sure. up on, that shit was turning me to fuck on.
Yeah. Did he get an answer? Did we hear an answer?
Hell no. I started talking. I'm sorry. Go ahead, girl.
All right, answer the question.
Girl, it don't take that long. Hell yeah,
yeah,
her pussy was wet.
I like it, yeah.
Ah, wow.
Hey, like that song.
Yep.
I like it. I love it. I want some more.
Oh, someone texted me and said there should be two things that the guy shouldn't get taken up the ass. But no, the, I flipped the question for the guys and asked them, did you like fucking the chick in the ass? But that's
okay, okay.
All right.
Yeah, some guys don't. They'd be like,
yeah.
I
got a lot of homeboys who say they don't fuck chicks up the ass. They ain't with that shit. You feel me? I know some homeboys who don't fuck chicks up the ass. They don't. If they want to, they still not going to do it. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? So, That's a level of freakiness. You feel what I'm saying?
Some guys say they like it because they get different sensations. I mean, if they say it's different from like.
Well, the asshole.
It's way tighter.
It's way tighter. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just depends on who asshole you fucking.
Yeah.
Man. You fucking somebody who's fucking ass all the time, then that shit ain't as tight. That's what I heard.
It's still tight, though.
They got that loose booty.
I ain't never fucking chicken
with
that top.
Enough lube and a little bit of lidocaine, you got it in there. You
did. That's lidocaine.
What the fuck is that for?
A little bit around the little sphincter.
That's
the lube, so you can like slide and slip it in there. And then like once you get going, well, you know, just like when you're having sex, you know, shit, you don't know what hole is in.
That's true. You can't numb the hole. You can't numb the hole.
No, I mean, you ain't supposed to numb the hole. That ain't cheating.
You're going to keep saying that.
Don't cheat.
Whenever I was a virgin, I surely did numb that, and a lot of tequila.
You can only use blue, saliva, or cum.
I ain't say we use lidocaine every time afterward, but that first time, yep, sure did.
She got a pharmacy. She got a pharmacy at her house.
Right. What you need? I got
lidocaine laying around.
What you
I'm
mean?
Not gonna cheat. I'm not a cheater, Shay. Cheating.
I didn't cheat. Hell, I was a virgin booty hole that time. Every time I did that, I was good to go. I knew what to do.
Everybody is a virgin booty hole.
Shay, they said they were virgin booty holes too, Shay. They said they were virgin booty holes too, and they still took it like champ. They didn't cheat, Shay.
You just have to lay on the side and just let them keep easy. I wasn't trying to do that. I wanted to do it my way. I knew what I wanted. For the first time, you were going to get it. I wanted to experiment with all different kinds of positions, but I didn't want to hurt myself. No, I had to take it easy.
Yeah. Well, after that, I learned to take it easy. I said a little bit of lube and some tequila, and I was good. But the first time, yeah, shit, numb that shit right on up.
Poor Ruby is sick. Poor Ruby is really sick right now, ladies. She is sick because Key ate somebody else's pussy. She's really upset. Ruby is really upset. She's hurt. She's okay.
But hey, I just said, hey, why not just give it a try, see if I can do it.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Now that you're done, you could always do it again.
I know.
It's like sex. I mean, once you start, you don't need to stop it now.
That sounds like she want to eat some pussy right now. You know.
I'm just being honest and we being open and we all freaked on the line. I'm just keeping it 100. If you already done started, ain't no need to stop. And that's like saying, oh well, I'm not gonna have sex anymore. Help, go and eat you some more pussy. Go ahead.
Are you trying to volunteer?
She already asked me on the page.
I'm like,
I saw that.
Oh, shit.
Really?
She was
bullet on the page?
I've never used one. I was just being curious because I have never used a tongue bullet before. And I just thought if she was going to go and purchase one, hell, what's she going to do? Use it by herself? I was just
asking. Oh, you can, no, you can use it on the while you're looking some ass too. Yeah.
I was just curious. If you have a tongue bullet, though, how much room does it take up in your mouth? That's what I'm just kind of
saying. No, I looked at it. I already put it up online. It's like a rubber piece, and you hook it on your tongue. It's like a little, like those things you stick on your thumb so you don't get paper cuts.
Oh,
you see that little rubber thing? It's rubber like
that.
And you stick it on. Yeah, I already done looked it up. I've been online.
Okay.
They sell them at Starship, Kitty. Research.
Huh?
That's
what
I
heard.
They sell them at Starship.
Yep. And they sell them on Adam and Eve. They got them at Adam and Eve, too.
I'm going. CK Sugar. They got some of those.
Like that.
Yeah, I'm already on it, people.
I'm just curious.
Y'all are off the fucking chain tonight, man.
Ruby had the nerve to call us bisexuals on the page. I had to correct her.
I'm not bisexual.
I'm trisexual. I'll try anything. If I try it once, if I like it, I might try it again.
Exactly. Not bisexual, no.
Oh, shit. I'm reading the page. I'm fucking reading the page right now. You fucking people are crazy. Shout out to Ass Lickers. Really?
Yes. Shout out to the... I have a question for the men.
Follow or all over your face. What the fuck? Shout out to my
all the men on the phone. Did y'all say y'all like to have it licked? Did y'all say that?
Oh, I'll let a chick lick my ass. Yeah, I will.
I'd love to have a chick lick my ass.
Say what?
Y'all like, oh, for real?
Okay. I have never met a man who didn't like his ass lick. Every time I ever tried it, nobody's ever told me to come out with
there. Paranoid. Some men get a little paranoid about that. They be spilling a little funny, a little ways.
Yeah, they make their sexuality is some shit they like.
I look at it like this. I start off with the dick, and you start licking them butts, and, you know, you work your tongue and all around, and shit. They be just feeling good. They don't know what you're licking. All they know is it just feels good.
The thing is, that's where the man's G-spot is. So
that's why they be
it's
feeling
like,
good.
Once you get it, it's nothing like it. I love the reactions from that.
You know, see, I'm having flags. My girl needs to do that. She done moved to North Carolina, and I'm just sick.
Oh.
I need her to come back.
I can only imagine if I do that with the tongue vibrate on. Oh my God, yes.
Right. You might need to take
a
field trip, dude.
That's a little extra right there. I don't need all that.
You might not.
I'm good. She can just lick that.
You don't want that to extra.
But I'm going to try the tongue vibrate on my tongue.
We want to talk about extra. We want to talk about extra on this show. Right.
Hey, Blue, go and get you one of them tongue vibrators. Mess around and have a girl piss in your mouth.
I got
what's
your
mouth. You know what? And for all the fucking people on the line that said that bullshit tonight, talking about y'all didn't know y'all was an accident. Y'all fucking knew y'all was going to pee. God damn it. Y'all playing fucking crazy. But y'all fucking knew y'all was going to pee. All y'all women talking about y'all didn't know y'all was going to pee. Yes, the fuck y'all did know y'all was going to pee. Y'all just kissing that nigga mouth. You feel what I'm saying? Straight the fuck up. Some people said that tonight. I forgot to say that point. Yeah. Y'all just kissing that motherfucking mouth. Y'all knew damn well y'all was going to pee. You know you finna pee. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just did that shit. Just admit it.
Sometimes
you
just get to feeling so good, you know.
And you pissed in his mouth.
You don't want him to stop.
And you pissed in his mouth. But it wasn't accidental.
So
you pissed in his mouth. You pissed in his mouth. Right?
No, you was crazy for saying
she pissed in his mouth.
You did that.
She knew what she was doing. She pissed in his mouth. Right, Shay? You pissed in his mouth.
Oh, hot R. Kelly. I want to piss him.
Yeah. Y'all be talking like y'all don't know what y'all doing. Yeah, okay. You're right. Y'all
know
exactly
what
you're
doing.
You don't want to
like
stop that good nut. We don't want to stop our good nut either. Hell, a little piss ain't going to hurt nobody. It's good for you. Swallow it on down.
I'm
so freaky. They can roll with like, come on, girl, let's do it. Come on, girl. I mean, I just give them that look like, but baby. Come on.
No, put it in my mouth. I'm going to spit it right in your face. You know how when you spit it and it be spraying all over? I'm going to spit it just like that so it'll spray all over your face.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
You people are insane. For real. Oh, man. I'm going to go back, I'm gonna go back and download this conversation again. So,
I know y'all are some freaks.
Michigan girl, you said,
I got a nasty question. It might gross y'all out.
We like nasty.
How many of y'all done did a number two on a motherfucker?
I ain't even
want to ask you. Hell
no.
You did a number two on a motherfucker. You got to go to the bathroom before you start doing your thing because you can't be having no.
I didn't do it.
Is somebody making an excuse? Wait a minute. Stop, stop. Everybody, who, is somebody saying that why they do it? What?
No, I said, did he do it?
No, somebody asked me to do it, but I didn't do that shit.
You mean like on purpose?
You mean the like, that's some nasty shit. I don't give a fuck. That's nasty.
Literally some nasty.
That's germs.
Hell
yeah.
Pierce
germs, but shit is like germs.
Your urea is good for your skin.
Ain't, shit ain't good for nothing.
Shit. Hey, Shay, wait, stop. Hey, hold up. Fucking Shay, because Shay just said some fucking. Shay just said, because you said the shit, you know, it ain't good for nothing, if. Yeah, but the piss, you said like the piss is good for you.
There's an ingredient that's in urine that, I mean, when
piss is not good for you, Shay.
I'm telling you what I'm saying.
This woman is trying to convince me on this show that piss is good for you.
Wait a minute. I'm going to break it down
right
for
now.
You.
This is what's happening on the show.
Pee contains something in it called urea, okay? When extracted in certain degrees, it is.
No one cares about that. The point is, piss is not good. No, it's not good for you to just
piss. It's always.
I know it's not. No,
listen, Blue, you didn't ask like if people suck toes. That's a whole other level of freaky right there. If you sucking toes and stuff.
Sucking toes? Who sucks toes? I suck somebody's toes.
I suck toes.
You have to be like clean.
Some people
don't
suck toes.
Only good looking toes. If it ain't clean, if it's clean.
Yeah, they gotta look good.
If it's got the long
toenails
that hang over and hair on
over. Ew, you ain't trying to cut the
roots
of
your mouth.
Corns
and shit.
But some pretty man feet. Ooh, I love me some pretty man
feet. Yeah, I did that before. If I speak real pretty and shit, yeah.
Hey, y'all, I just put up a picture for y'all. Go check it out.
You gotta put up a picture.
I just put up a picture for y'all.
I'll put that in the car now.
What is this shit he got? Hold on. Oh, he's this nigga tripping. The tongue
what
ring.
What is it a picture of?
You got a picture of the tongue
ring. I've seen like four different ones. I think four different ones.
For those of y'all listening to this podcast, we're talking about right now in the private K100 page. It's a private page.
That's
you can't find
one. That's
you have
the
to
one
be
I
invited to that
at.
Page. You have to be invited to this page. You have to get at me and let me know if you want to, but, you know, it's a real small group. But if you want to be down, you feel me, and engage in some of these conversations that we have in the private page, just get at me. If you listen to the podcast.
I got this one at Starship, y'all. I'm looking at it.
Oh, yeah,
I got to get on there. $49.99
on
Starship.
Which one is Starship? Because I ain't seen one I like that Starship.
It looked kind of difficult, like a little hammer.
A little bit easier. The one on Adam and Eve.
Yeah. But I was looking at the reviews and it didn't get good reviews.
It didn't get good reviews. It only got like two stars.
Y'all are really researching this shit. Like, for real.
You think it's a guy with it? Stop playing.
Which one are you looking at on Starship? If you're going to invest in a good nut.
The tongue, it's called a tongue joy. The one who posted up.
Motherfuckers. Y'all are listening to nothing Shay saying.
I'm listening to Keith. What
is called? It's called a tongue joy. Tongue joy.
Okay. Hold on, wait a minute.
Then Key and Michigan Girl are really just having a real conversation, is exchanging information about a sex toy. This show is out of control.
That
show is out of
scary.
Control.
Like you could drop, like you could swallow that. Man, how you gonna go to the emergency
See,
room
that's
and
what
explain?
I'm talking
you
about.
Swallow
the they would love you. They would love you in the emergency room. You like, man, I swallowed a tongue vibrator.
And how do your esophagus vibrate the whole time they're doing it?
I'm gonna have to test my skills. I wonder if I can get some head and with that on. Oh my!
I don't think I can move my tongue around the dick with that.
Oh, I probably can do it. I think I can do it.
I think it would interfere with my tongue game. I don't know if I could do it.
I don't know. I think I can do it.
Key, huh? I got that trick down too.
Oh, but the tail staying with the tongue.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
Wow.
I've impressed a few people. I've been like, get your watch out, Tom. How fast I can do it?
Damn.
Yeah, so now when you can
like,
get the short film,
they
get real impressed when you can do it with the short chair film. They're like, oh, my God.
I had to have a long one.
I had to do it three times.
Am I still in time now?
Because he did not believe that I was really doing that. I was like, dude,
yeah.
That's so easy.
Oh, I'm thinking I might try that one while I'm getting some, yeah.
I know, that one looked a little scary, but it
Well, it's kind of big. It looked kind of big, and plus you got to think about the thing in
there, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't raining, so I had to go ahead and go. Oh, shit, let's see if I can
Okay, this is the thing right here. I just had to pull it up since I was talking about it.
What, the tongue joy? The $49.99?
$50.
Well,
I don't know how much it
costs.
I'm just pulling up the picture. Rasta said, here y'all go, so I'm pulling up this picture.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I'm looking at on Starship.
Oh, shit, that little bitty thing? I've been swallowed that.
Did you try Insurrection Web? Hold on, let me try
that. Let me go try that one, yeah. Let me open up another window. I got three windows open.
I need another window. Hold on.
I think I'm going to stick with my tongue because I will mess around and get excited sucking on a dick and just swallow the hell out of that.
We don't want you to do that, okay?
Yeah, we don't want you to
I'll
do that. I'll
be trying to deep throat somebody and be done swallow the hell out of that.
Damn.
That would not be good.
Don't suck dick.
I'll be done gagged. What's wrong, baby? Like,
I done swallowed
the tongue.
Instead of ordering some stuff online. Hold on. Wait a minute.
I'm over here reading all this shit on the damn page. Y'all tripping.
Oh, my bad. I started
that. Y'all got some long conversations on here while I was doing the show.
That's the rest of them being nasty. Y'all smoke freak.
My bad, dog. My bad. I just
Michigan girl. He like to see his work.
Right.
Oh, man,
really?
Y'all
tripping, it's more like our work. It's more like our work.
I can't realize to go back and read all that shit. That's too much. I can't.
My favorite is when, they take it out the stuff and when they about to nut and stick it right in your mouth and you taste it.
Oh, I do
all
that.
I love that for myself.
You get double juices.
Double juices. It's like my stuff tastes better on top of penis.
Yeah, they going in tonight.
Don't it though?
It just tastes that much better on top of the penis.
I'm telling you.
The penis. I'd be like, ooh.
It's like, you know, it's like dick and pussy juice together. That's like, ooh.
Yeah, that's what
like
I'm saying.
<jelly.
laughs>
I'm about to shut up.
I'm going to contain myself tonight. Set him off.
What's up?
Over there tripping like me, or is it just me?
What
now? Is you over there listening
to
them?
It's raining like fuck, but I'm ready to go on a mission, man.
Did you see the ones where you can change the covers? You can it come with different like colors in one pack.
Yeah.
You can change the color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up like that.
Wow. So I'm going to let them try those out first and see how they work. Y'all let me know.
Uh-oh.
Y'all need a volunteer specimen or something like that.
Shame want to be the guinea pig.
I'm just saying. I mean, if y'all want to do a taste test or something like that or taste off, you know what
I'm saying? You said a taste off.
Y'all like face off, you know.
Not taste a taste off. Good, gracious.
I have experience in being a host of a taste off, so, you know, I know what to do. I know how to position myself just right.
Hold on, I am just like over here, like tripping for real.
You have to get some ratings. I like 1 to 10.
Right.
Yeah, everybody
if you got a 1, don't even come this way.
Okay. If you got anything less than
we
a 7.
We're going to start with 6, because if you even might be in the 1
seven.
Range, we're going to at least start with 6. But because if you in the 1, if you in the 50% or below, don't even look this way. Don't even bother. Don't even bother.
No, I can't do those.
Oh,
nasty.
I know
y'all
is,
but
what the hell
did
them they got me into?
Oh, man. Oh, it's a record.
I'm still
Michigan
reading the
girl.
Page of shit, listening to y'all ass.
They got a cute one.
Yeah, they got a little cute one.
There was about 3
got
conversations
little...
going on the page.
That is good research.
I know.
Wait, what is called? What is called?
It's the one that's called, let's see, the Tongue Teaser, the Magenta. The Tongue Teaser Magenta. It's Magenta.
Okay,
that
sounds
funny.
Hold on. I
want to
look at the tongue twister. Oh, no, that's not.
Ooh,
wait a minute. Hold on.
Why the hell are y'all? Why the hell are these women buying tongue vibrators?
You know why they buying tongue
vibrators.
I was
saying. When
they
buy
tongue
vibrators.
You know why they buying tongue vibrators.
I'm trying to feel my head again. Just go ahead and ask if you can come. Ask if you can come.
I'm just saying.
If that's possible.
If it's
in a room.
Hey, Peach. Peach is right. I think that was Miss Peach that just said that. I thought she was there, right?
What's
that? Can I come to where the party at?
Okay, you know.
I want
to
come.
I don't
have
tongue. Yeah, just
trying. Where the party at? You know what I'm saying? Y'all planning a party. Can I come? I got a lot to contribute. You know what I'm saying?
That would be nice to have a toy party and have different toys and try them out just
right.
To see how they work.
Right.
I'm saying y'all going to need somebody with a dick over there. So I'm saying I'm coming.
Am I invited?
That's what I'm saying. I'm inviting myself, nigga. I'm like, where is that right now?
Let me in.
I can't believe Michigan girl did a threesome.
You about to just crash party, huh?
Hold on.
She said she can't believe you did a threesome. Me neither.
Oh,
Me neither.
Why?
Been busy in the last year.
Yeah,
I should say
been busy.
I know the last time I called, the last time I was on this line, Michigan girl was not down with a lot of things.
Okay,
it was a whole different set of questions for the last one, because I'm still scoring pretty high on the last freak of meter. I'm just saying. So, but you know what? You know, you ain't got to do all that shit, Michigan girl, to be a freak. You ain't got to do all that shit.
I just wanted to try some stuff, you know, hey. Hey, you never know if you like some of
it.
Try it.
But it helped.
But she tried it and liked it, though. That's the thing.
Okay.
She said earlier she liked it. She said she tried it and she liked it. That's the thing. So that's what it is.
Yeah.
She likes it. You know what I'm saying? So now they're planning a party that I'm coming to. Now they're planning a party that I'm coming to. So,
why you not invite yourself? Nobody invited you.
I'm coming.
He said he volunteered his dick. So
I'm coming. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna find out where it's at and I'm gonna be there. What? Watch.
I'm signing up for the taste off. That's all
what?
I'm saying.
Shay,
I'm signing up for whatever. I'm signing up for whatever. Whatever go down.
I don't care what color y'all have. That's fine with me.
Don't put that VP.
ahead and RSVP right now. I'm signing up for the
Me too, me too, because I love taste sauce. Line your mouth up.
Everybody get five licks. Get five licks.
Who said you get your what?
So you get your mouth
get five licks. Is that El Panama? Are you talking to me, El Panama?
Uh-oh.
Oh, so Panama, my mouth right now.
Are you talking to me, El Panama?
I sure was. I was addressing you. I wasn't talking. I was addressing
you. Uh-oh. Address me? Okay.
You say undressing
or addressing?
Don't stutter. Don't stutter. He was addressing you.
Mm-mm. Okay, then.
And I'm undressing
you. Oh.
Ow, ow.
That's an old
y'all tripping. Shazam.
Yeah.
It's gonna be crazy.
I think I need to go back to Michigan. I don't know. Y'all might have corrupted me down in the ATL.
Girl, I know y'all have been
built all that stuff here.
The show, the show and the page has corrupted me. The show and the page has corrupted me.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think that
has
played a
don't
part
blame
too.
That on the page now, the show now. You know,
I was not down
with any things like that before the page.
K100 is
y'all
the reason why.
Me.
K100.
Yeah.
What about the Michigan girl? Did K100 corrupt you too?
Yes, it did, because I wasn't doing
Wow.
K100. I wasn't doing a threesome. No girls. Y'all did
that. No girls. None of that.
Yep.
That's K100. All y'all.
Well, one time for K100. God damn it. One time for K-fucking-100. You understand what I'm saying? Mission accomplished, fellas, right? Right. You know what I'm saying?
I feel right at home.
Now let's finish this deal out and have this party.
I feel right at home.
Let's finish this deal out and have this party.
Who said I feel right at home?
It's Shay Shay. I feel right at home.
Oh, Lord.
I feel right at home, Shay.
Right
at home with my fellow and feline freaks.
Oh, that was about stuff. Yeah, y'all been going hard tonight. Y'all had this after party crunk.
Y'all are all over your face. That was raspy right there. His nasty stuff.
Yeah.
Long hair been in my eye. Long
what did you pick?
Me, I said all the above.
Oh my
God. What?
I have
long
got it in my
eye
before.
Don't do that. That's the worst. Oh, my God. My eye was red for like 4 hours.
I swear he did it on purpose, but I don't think it was on purpose, but at some point I was like.
Now, my eye, like, shot off. It just, like, shot off, and then, like, because, you know, it was between my breasts, so. Then
hey,
it was, like, shot off.
I had cum oozing down my face looking like Popeye.
No, the worst thing is, like, one time I heard something, like, on my forehead. I'm like, how did it get on my phone?
Wilding out tonight. Shay is being the wildest tonight. Y'all didn't listen to Shay tonight. Shay has been wild all night.
You know what? How did that happen?
Yeah, what's up, Red? Hey, Red.
Oh, damn. You said she went out of timeout.
Her mic has been open. Her mic has been open.
Yeah.
Ruby.
And your hair.
Your mic has been open the whole time, babe.
And I'm checking my hair, like, okay, because I'm out.
Yeah, that's a
right in the front, right in the bangs, just like activator.
Talk about me all
through
the hair.
Hold on a second.
Activator.
Hey, Ruby. Ruby.
Uh-huh.
I said your mic has been open the whole time. Do you thought I had you
muted? Yeah.
No, your mic has been open the whole time. I haven't touched it. I didn't touch it right then. You must have had yourself on mute.
I text everybody. I text Shay, Key, Keisha. You didn't text me.
I'm cutting up. I ain't even looked at this phone. I'm sorry.
Yes, I did.
I'm up here
I text all y'all. That's you, Rex. I text AJ. I text Vision. I'm just
not
even out.
Oh, I
didn't
know.
But your mic was open, though. Your mic was never shut off. I never shut it off. It was open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love the cock rings too. I've never done it with a cock ring before. I'm gonna have to try that out. Yes, please. You know what? They sell them at Walmart.
You can go get it at the box, the Trojan box.
Walmart.
You know.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Now you can get it. they have the one with just one vibrator on it or two. You can get where at the top and the bottom.
No, they got them at Walmart, yeah. Next to the KY and the condom.
I'm having to go to Walmart tonight.
Right,
check them out.
Right. Yeah. And it's nothing but like, what? $4.99, $5.99.
Yeah, they're real. They're not high at all. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Now, how sturdy are they? I mean, is it gonna like break?
They're
when
good.
I'm
No, they're good.
No, they're real good. Listen to them.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
They're
I mean,
they
you know, I'm
they
working
it,
and that is not gonna feel good.
No,
No, because like when you put them on, like the little ring, it comes with a little vibrator. It's a vibrator on top.
Yeah, when you're doing it, it hits the clip.
What if it gets stuck on him? Have any
it's like a band motion, like a rubber band part. When it gets hard, like real hard, I mean, what is it? When it gets hard, like real hard? No, it expands. How much does it expand? Let me set up, because I'm not supposed to be knowing anything about that.
Yeah,
you
right.
Have to try it out.
Just don't know, like me.
Yeah, you're going to have to try one of those.
Yeah.
I certainly will. Put me up on some games.
Only thing Walmart don't have is
make my list. I'm going to need to get a tongue vibrator, a cock ring, and what else I need to add to the grocery list?
Get some of that KY warming sensation, because that's just the
I don't like that. I like Astroglide.
It tastes better.
Oh, it's going to get hot.
Yeah, the ones with like strawberries and whipped cream, that one tastes real good.
I don't like nothing to take away from the natural juices, though. But see, the thing with Astroglide is it's not, like, oily tasting. Like, if you get it on your mouth, it ain't going to, like, have, like, a nasty taste.
Like that film on it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you can drink a little water and it's gone.
I think I'm the only K100 woman that don't suck penis.
Oh, stop it.
Bless your heart, honey, you done told a cuss word.
Nothing.
That don't what?
Suck
penis.
Don't suck. That's because I ain't got my hands on it yet.
You shut up,
If you ever need, if you ever want to know how, I'll show you.
Don't worry about it.
You shut up. Okay, I got
it. Party.
Okay.
The banana, banana method. If you can suck on a banana and don't leave no marks, yeah, you good.
Oh, no. I bite on everything. No, anything that goes in my mouth, I have to bite. I'm sorry.
Oh,
well, then you better get a dildo
no.
and practice on
that.
Because if you bite down, you ain't going to chew it up. If you do it with a banana, you can tell how to hone your skills.
Because with a banana, it's real sensitive, so you can hone your skills real good with a banana.
If you don't suck up a banana,
that's when you fire.
You know, y'all remember when I told y'all when I was telling y'all when we had the whole little thing when I had sex and how I tried to do it and I thought that just sucking on the hair part was good enough?
Where'd you do that?
I don't know.
You ain't even in elementary. That's some pre-K. That's some pre-K here.
You
got
to at least try to take a little bit more.
And you got to be able to do it for at least 30 minutes. That's a marathon ahead. You got to be able to do
that
marathon.
You know what? Never mind. I'll just stick to eating coochie.
Don't be afraid of a challenge, Ruby.
Hey, I'm good. Raspy, you
can last as long as you want them to last, actually. You can make them last as long as you want them to. Make them stop. If you know it's about to come, make them stop. That's how you do that.
How do you know when he's about to come?
You can tell the pre-com. The pre-com start coming out. Get a little salty.
Even before that.
Green
cheese.
The string cheese effect starts. The string cheese, when you pull your mouth off of them, it's just be stringy. They like to see that,
too. I'm tripping on y'all.
I
tripping on y'all.
It's rare form tonight.
You can put bubbles with it. That's great.
That's when you can like go deeper because you know it starts lubricating your throat and it just slide on back in.
You know what? Never mind. You know I didn't even know. That's all right. That's too much detail. I didn't even know that. Thank you.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Hold up, hold up, hold up. All right, the show's about to come.